Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway, Pisa.
The runway. Shake up. We're live at the 2011 Latex Vote with the two baddest bitches in the ballroom, Naomi and Ms. Rahi. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
You look beautiful, sis.
Thank you.
And then we have BNG Kelly. She got her Jordans on, feeling like the cunt.
Legendary mother, Kelly, Ms. Rahi.
East Coast?
Legendary. 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 Legendary mother, Kelly, Ms. Rahi.
Kelly. Kelly, Kelly, Mitha, and Mitha Rocky. Kelly, Mitha, Mitha, Kelly, Mitha. Thing about Kelly that you would like the viewers to know about you?
Kelly Mizrahi is not always a bitch. I'm really nice. If you get to know me, I'm a nice person, besides what everybody say, or the person that I used to be. The person I used to be and the person I am now is totally two different people.
And put your hands together on the bass. The real.
To the real.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live, back on the air for another installment of the show. This is Blog Talk Radio / Tens or Chops, the number one station in ballroom history, the number one station where you can definitely get all information collections, honey. Yes, coming your way, October 15th in Richmond, Virginia, the legendary Mother Jasmine Couture presents the 2011 Collections Ball, where one house will definitely walk away with $5,000 for the house with the best grand march. Then that house or another house will walk away with $10,000 for the house with the most points. I hope everybody in the ballroom scene, every house, every mother, every father, every child, every leader, every overseer is ready to motherfucking rumble, because October 15th in Richmond, Virginia, it's definitely going down. Honey, it's going to be the ball of the year, baby. The girls are coming out in full force. Girls, if you have not purchased the table, we have less than 25 days for the ball. Please contact the legendary Jasmine Couture to purchase your tables. No tables will be sold at the door. You know how it is. This is a venue that does not come with tables. Tables have to be pre-ordered. So if you want a table, please contact the legend and definitely get your tables, because you don't want to be in the background for this ball. You want to be front and center so you can see it all. And I'm definitely going to be in the building so I can see it all, and I hope you're there with me too. But we're definitely here to recap all the madness that happened from state to state this weekend in ballroom, and we're definitely going to be recapping the Rags to Riches Ball this weekend. What happened at the Rags to Riches? Who got knocked at the Rags to Riches? We're definitely going to be recapping the ball that happened this weekend in Baltimore, Maryland, at the Paradox with the legendary icon, our very prestige function. What happened at that function? Will anybody call in and give us any E-my-E on what happened at that function in Baltimore? We're definitely going to be recapping the big motherfucking fight that happened this weekend in Atlantic City. I got pushed in the pool. I got out the pool. I knocked you. Who was that? We'll be definitely recapping that soon. We're definitely going to recap the fight that happened this weekend in Brooklyn, too. You're feeling it now that you're legend. No, I'm not feeling it. You just can't motherfucking take me because I'm legend now, Mr. And you think I'm acting shady? I'm still acting the same way. It's just you. You haven't done anything in the scene in years, Mr. And now you think that I'm acting shady because I became legend? No, I'm not acting shady. I'm still acting the same way. It's just you. But now, since you want to try me and read me and come for me, I must beat you. Who was that? We'll definitely get into all of that live in a few minutes. Girls, please bear with me, honey, as I play my other intro because I have to finish getting my hair cut. So hold on. I'll be back with y'all in a few seconds. Please.
And then we have BNG Kelly. She got her Jordans on, feeling like the cunt.
Legendary mother, Kelly Mizrahi.
East Coast.
Legendary. 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 Legendary.
Legendary. Legendary. Because as long as I'm in the press, good press. Any press is good press.
Mm-hmm. So you ain't really care about it.
No, I didn't say it. As long as the girls I like to hear, as long as the girls continue to talk about me, I'm doing something good. So when the girls stop talking about me, then I worry. So I love when the girls come on my show and read. I love when the girls come on Walk Through Wednesday and read. Because I'm doing something positive. When they stop talking about me, I know I'm doing something wrong.
Are you letting go of your radio show?
I will never let go of my radio show. Because the radio show is for the people, and the people love me on the air.
Legendary mother, Kelly Mizrahi.
Kelly, Mizrahi. Kelly, Mizrahi. A Mizrahi. A legendary mother, the Kelly. The Mizrahi. The legendary mother, Mizrahi. Kelly, Mizrahi.
Legendary.
Tiki talk, oop, pop around the block. Won't you all tune in, ready or not? All the information you need about the scene. Won't you all tune in, The host with the most Oprah of the season. The top is the show for me. I'm the radio show on the planet. I know these fucking bitches can't stand it.
Mizrahi or anything else that's going on with you?
No, just waiting for part two of the Vicky Gotti show so I can read you again. You know how I do.
You know what, Kelly? I love you so much. I love you too. And we're here live. What are you wearing tonight?
I'm wearing a Kelly original. Legendary.
So I love when the girls come on my show and read. I love when the girls come on Walk Me Wednesday and read because I'm doing something positive. When they stop talking about me, I know I'm doing something wrong.
Legendary.
Yes, we are definitely back. I'm so sorry, girls, honey. You know, I mean, crunch time, honey. I'm going on vacation tomorrow, honey. So mother had to get her hair done, and she's, you know, getting her hair done and was trying to do a whole bunch of things and run around and things, honey. You might hear the scissors being clipped as I'm getting my hair cut right now, but I'm being cut and everything. But I'm definitely coming with you, girls. Just give me a minute, honey. We're going to get into all about this. I've seen my co-host on earlier, but I don't know where he at now. Now, honey, but hopefully he'll be calling back in, and we have to call him and got some tea with that too, with the co-host, honey. The co-host, ooh, wait, hold on. Somebody has hit me up and said something, honey. Hold on. Oh, yes, the co-host is in the building. Let me get a little intro for the co-host. I'd like to be the first. Well, I'm not the first, but on Blog Talk Radio, I'm definitely going to be the first to definitely welcome to Blog Talk Radio. He is now newly crowned overall father of the House of Prodigy. Please welcome to the radio station, the legendary father, Rodney Prodigy. Hold on, Tommy.
How is all of everyone?
You're live on the air, but you know, girl, when it's always a ball, it's a mess. Always brings out the governor of Chicago. So everybody, please welcome to the live, the legendary overall Midwest mother, Payette Avenue, is on the airwaves with us. Hello? Tayana, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. That is there with us for Rodney to call back, and we'll definitely have Rodney up on the line. You know, Rodney is in transition of driving home, so his phone is being in and out. So as soon as we get with Rodney, we're definitely going to get Rodney up on the phone. But if anybody's out there, and before, if anybody's out there and y'all like to give us some tea on what happened in Baltimore at Vernon & Ball, feel free to definitely press 1 and definitely call in here and give us some tea or email me or hit me up on Yahoo at legendarykellymizrahi@yahoo.com and we can definitely get that tea out there for you, honey.
And who was the judge? And who were the judges on the panel at Vernon & Ball? How many judges was there and who was on there?
Nicole wants to know all that tea. So if y'all got that E, hit us up and give us the E, honey, because we here, we in the building, and we going to get the man this stewarded, honey. I don't know, we are so early, honey. We got a caller so early. Let's see what this caller has to say. 917-549, you're live on the air on the Recap Show.
Hello, this is Junior Love Asia.
Hi, Junior, the pioneer. Come on.
Yeah.
Hi.
Oh my God.
Let us give you your time on the show.
Everybody, wait, hold on, Junior, before you say anything. Everybody, please welcome to Blog Talk Radio, 10 to Chops, the legendary icon, pioneer, Junior LaBeija. It's first time on the radio show in the 3 years we have been on. Welcome on the air. The floor is yours.
Yes. First and foremost, thank you for having me. I am honored to see that the legacy of the pioneers has not gone in vain and that you've entered the new millennium in information technology. But my reason for calling is to invite everyone to Junior LaBeija's tribute to Paris Dupree, also known as Robert Isaac Finley. Now, it's my understanding that there is a controversy, and I'm going to settle it on your show once and for all. When I learned that Paris Dupree passed away, it was because he died in November. I was looking for him in November because he was supposed to attend a funeral of a dear friend of ours. When Paris did not attend the funeral, I knew something was wrong. However, because me and Paris was friends for 38 years, I respected his privacy, and being a queen like myself, you know we have many aliases. So therefore, I didn't know what name to use to find him until I had his permission. So I called his dearest friend, Tim Leviticus, to get information, only to learn that Paris had left his household and went out on his own. So when a month ago we found out that Paris had transitioned from life to death, I was stunned because I had lost a friend of 38 years, a business partner of 30 years, and a movie mogul of Paris Vernon for 20 years. So I did not feel I had to ask the House of Dupree permission to pay homage to my friend. Now, when I did, first and foremost, learn that Paris was gone, and I was going to give a tribute to him, I had to do it in the cultural and traditional way of having a service. Do not use a Paris Dupree when his name is Robert Isaac Finley Jr., because we don't know if his family is alive, or they contest his lifestyle, or where they contest our honoring him without his permission. So I went to my lawyer and I advised that argue his legal name. When I presented that to Michael Andrews, also known as Michael Dupree, he wanted everything to be posted as Paris Dupree. Who has not seen Paris Dupree Genius? But they don't know Robert Isaac Finley, the man. That's what this tribute on September 30th, 7 o'clock at the center, given by me, will honor the man. Paris said in the movie that he was a butch queen in drag. No offense to my girls, but I love my girls. But we have to stay in tune with the times. Michael Dupree failed to realize that Paris is burning the movie. Yes, it was phenomenal for exposure of how we in Harlem live and perceive our artistic talents. We were not fantasizing. We were not trying to assimilate white people, and we never needed white people to thrive. How dare he think that he got into latex ball with Jenny Simmonson and are going to promote something that I created. I don't have to sit around and desecrate anybody's name because I did it the hard way. I earned it. I don't have to win faith. I have faith forever. We all have faith. And I am tired that every single time it is time for us to represent ourselves, that we have to be criticized by one another. September 30th will be a harmonious and unified effort to show that we take care of our own. As y'all have known me throughout the years, I have always been openly gay. There's no need for no facade. There's no need for stereotypes. And I am not ashamed of any of my friends who have left this life and transitioned to a better place. They're at peace. I do not want to perceive that I'm in a controversy or I'm in competition or I'm not being respectful. I am hurt. I am hurt because I lost a dear friend. Just like I've lost Jennifer Evisu, I've lost Alvin Evisu, and I also lost Kevin Millard. They were people that I knew and I had been accustomed to seeing when I went out to defense. It hurts me to know that we in 2011 refuse to accept that nobody cares about us but us. So, Kelly, I will be calling in more often to your show. I think it's wonderful. I just found out tonight, and I was like, wow. But I'm quite sure that everyone that hear me, please understand, September 30th is about paying tribute to our own. Just like I was watching the news, I've always been in the know about the community. It's sad that there's gay bullying still going on. There's poor housing for drag queens, transgenders, queer and questioning youth. Nobody's going to be able to advocate for them except a pioneer that's went through it. That's what I am. I advocate for all, not just ballroom. I don't like that term, ballroom. Ballroom was for entertainment. Ballroom never paid my bills. I don't go to rent balls. I didn't have rent balls, and I don't have rent ball friends. Right, Kelly?
Amen to that.
You see where I be at, dear. I mean, just between me and you. You know, we met when they gold and diamonds only. So I don't understand not being part of mainstream. I am mainstream. We all are. Otherwise, we would not survive.
The only thing that I have to say on this topic, and I was going to comment on the topic when I seen it on Facebook, was that, you know, I was really upset that they kept changing the dates and everything for this memorial service. And the date that they changed it to is the date that Michael and them changed it to. I was going to comment and say something, but I didn't want to intrude because it was icons and pioneers talking about the situation. But that date that they changed it to is not a good date that they changed it to, because that date, the L.A. Alliance is flying all the mothers and fathers out to L.A. that weekend on that Friday. So that wasn't a good date, and it would seem like a lot of disrespect for the mothers and the fathers of houses not to be able to attend. So the date of the 30th is definitely a good date because there's nothing going on here in the city. There's nothing going on in ballroom that weekend. So everybody can definitely make it there and show their respect for Paris. That's the only thing that I felt that was wrong, that they changed it to that date without checking the ballroom calendar, because you do want everybody to definitely come out and definitely pay their respects, and nobody's not going to be in the weekend of October 7th because everybody's going to be in L.A. that weekend, and I want everybody to come out. I want to take all my children in New York to be there September 30th to pay their respects to Paris, because Paris paved the way for us, and it's only right for us to take and show her some respect and be there for her.
Now let me tell you what happened. When I originally booked the center on 13th Street, it was for the 23rd. But the center planning committee, you have to go by the date that they have available. So you also have to go for a contractual interview because...
Go ahead, Junior. Sorry.
Okay. You have to understand that when I explained to them that I was having a memorial service for Paris Dupree, also known as Robert Isaac Sidney, they said to me, how many people do you expect? I said, I'm expecting 200, just like I did for 2003 when I gave Pepper LaBeige's memorial. So after they gave me all the rigorous interviews, then they want to find out, well, are you gay-friendly? Of course I'm gay-friendly. I'm Junior LaBeige of Paris is Burning. I was there when Roz was the transgender coordinator for the girls, and I also was part of Wolfgang Brooks' How Do I Look when he gave the premiere at your center. Then they interviewed me. Think about it. When you tell somebody that you are inviting 200 people to a historical gay center, they want to make sure that you're gay-friendly. So I had to go in and interview. I passed all that. When I explained it to Michael, we were in agreement it was going to be a household thing for everybody to get together. Michael became upset because I told him, first and foremost, I am paying homage and tribute to God. Paris was born as a man. I'm not putting down Paris a tree on a memorial service flyer when his name is Robert Isaac Finney Jr. Suppose the New York Times or the Village Voice or all the gay AAU magazines come and here it is. But you mean to tell me that, oh, that's them. They didn't even, that's sacrilege. I don't want you to hear all that. It's real simple. He didn't want to do that. He wants Paris to be remembered as transgender, the cross-dresser. Fine, we all know that. But out of respect to the heavenly creator who created us all, our gender is female, but our biological state is male. If he can't separate that, that's on him. So I asked him, if any of our mother or fathers was to lose us in death and they were to bury us, they ain't going to put down, my mother and father ain't going to put down no Junior LaBeija. They would say also known as Junior LaBeija, but we birthed James L. Good Jr. That's all I said. Michael went over the top. So you know what? It's real simple. I'm the one that signed my name on the check. It goes the way I say it goes. Amen to that. The bottom line, if it was Michael Andrews or Michael Dupree's event, if it was his, then Junior LaBeija's would be October 7th, and his would have been on the 30th or the 23rd. If you want to perpetrate me as being a fraud, so be it. I don't mind being red. I love being red because it only sharpens my claws even sharper, and I will wait to get you back. But this is not about me. This is about representing someone that I love and that I cared for. And this is what I'm doing to the best of my ability. And throughout the years, whenever I presented myself to anywhere I went, it was to the best of my ability. So therefore, I'm calling on everybody that can validate that, do this for Paris, and I will be appreciative. Michael's even accepted. Michael's even welcome. But he cannot challenge my creativity. I will not challenge his creativity. But I do not have to ask him about my friendship with Paris for 38 years. Now, if y'all want to give me some feedback, I'm all open. Do I have to ask somebody how I'm being this Paris together for 38 years what to do?
I don't think so.
I mean, I totally agree. You shouldn't have to ask anybody after having a friend for so long. That's a very, very long time. It just saddens me that everybody couldn't come together collectively and throw a really, really big thing, and that the pioneers and the icons could not even come to the table. Like, so, you know, it's more important. Junior, did you suggest using his first name and then saying as known as what you said earlier?
Yes, and he said no. Now, the reason why he said no, because he went and asked other people their input, and they explained to him that, well, Michael, if you think that you are going to turn Junior out at this memorial service, you are sadly mistaken. So what I better do is have your own. If that's his way of speaking, fine. But once again, the memorial service is a tribute to Paris' legacy. Now, as he will see, and y'all will see if y'all can take, if he still chooses to have yours, you go ahead and have yours. But once you come in and see the ambiance and the opulence and the elegance that's being presented, everybody's going to be like, okay, Michael, why would you want to have another one? And once again, you know, it's also ironic, take into consideration, which I understand, don't get me wrong, I'm not putting the House of the Free pledge to their mother down. No, I'm not. However, when he came to the House of the Free, look how many are going. So, for me, and I can name every single one of them. But once again, my part in this was simply because, which I explained to everybody else and I will explain to y'all. First and foremost, Paris is burning balls has been given. As of July 2010, that was Paris' 30th ball. That simply means that when the balls first started, Paris was my boss. I was the MC at Hubble. It was Hubble. I had to do what she said. So I learned all the nooks and crannies of Mother Gooch, my girlfriend, and how she felt and how she operated. That's number one. Number two, Paris is burning the movie. As it stands now, the only two people left alive on the poster is me and Freddie. Now the creator and the founder of Paris is Burning is gone. As far as pioneering icon, I'm the pioneering icon. Freddie's just the extra cast member. So when it comes back once again, who can tell the story better of Paris is Burning than me? But I'm not ego-tripping for that because I was devastated to learn that my girlfriend, my sister, my brother is no longer here. Now, if I had it my way, but, you know, I have a week to decide. But like you said, your mothers and fathers will be in at the Mother and Father Conference. You're flying out. But if I had it my way, if it wasn't for my career, I know how to put a pair of stockings and high heels. Ain't nothing changed. But life is more complicated, put on more lipstick.
Hello?
You know, so like I said, either way it goes, I'm just glad that I was able to have the opportunity to come to your show, explain the truth. And if y'all see it on the 30th, y'all will see the truth. That's all I'm asking.
Well, I will definitely be in attendance.
I will be in the building as well.
I will definitely be there, and my children will definitely be there to definitely show respect.
Yes, 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 definitely. And I'm sorry for your dear loss of your friend for 38 years. That must be very hurtful. Y'all been friends for so long, and I'm truly sorry to you.
Thank you.
And to the whole community, actually.
But see, you know what? For me, it's like this. Let's look back at everything that we had to survive and tolerate to get to where we're at today. See, when things like this happen, like for example, if we were another race and another culture, it would be handled totally different. However, we are who we are. If I was Paris's family member, bloodline, I could have complete control, but I'm not. What this is setting the standards for and what will be presented September 30th is to let each and every one of us know in that room, you better find somebody that you trust, you better find somebody that knows your business, that when you are no longer able to take care of it, somebody knows what to do. All that,
I know that's right.
Amen.
And popping shit, all that cute for the ball. That's for our entertainment. But knife on knife terms, I should be able to say, yes, his boy name is so-and-so and so, he was born so-and-so and so, social security is this, blood type is this, illness is this, medication he takes is this, the bank account is over here, the SSD over there, the hospital over there.
Yes.
So what? So what? So what?
Yes, Julia.
So what? I am tired of people sitting around here thinking that, no, you don't know me. You know of me. I am not ashamed. For 20 years, it is known that I took care of my friends in my house, in my studios, in my apartment, until they transitioned. There is nothing worse than self-loathing, and society has taught us to hate ourselves. Well, guess what? I'm not part of that society. I don't hate myself. And HIV is no different than having, I got diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, chronic rhinitis.
Yes.
Nowadays, you can walk on the street, you can get on the train or bus, and if you're not part of a gang, they're going to tear your ass up. So why am I going to put these tattoos on me? No. No, I want these young children, yes, you know this, yes, you know this old bitch, you're in the baby, yes, I need a glass of water. Go over there and get it back. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
This is my family. Yeah, girlfriend, whatever. No, I'm not going to be in denial. I'm not going to be in denial. Yeah, we have to stop that. It's one thing to be at a bar and you want to be shady. And like I spoke the other day, yeah, these rigged balls. But, you know, balls of my days were different. You had your ballroom money before the contestants came. Now you got to wait for 30 pop different spins to come so you can give out grand prize. So you can't overlook them. You can't overlook them because it's political. Then you come out there. What does it look like for me to get dressed and done to come to a ball? As soon as I hit the runway, they're going to say, oh, child, she's old, and chop me. Then why would I pay $30? Why would I pay $30? The whole ball criteria has changed. But once again, you have to change with the times. But when it comes to death, death is always untimely. Death is always scary, and it makes you reflect on, oh my God, this could have been me. That's why I'm doing it. This could have been me. And I'm glad that Paris was loved. He was revered by so many, and he's at peace. And he was in his own place, and like I put all over the web, he was in his own place, his own bed. He was not murdered. Unforeseen occurrences before us all. But for the grace of God, there goes I. Now, after we give our memorial service, it's going to be a Friday night. Business as usual. For the girl that's going to work, love you. The girl that's going to the pier, love you. The girl that's going to the club, love you. Same time next year. We never know. But at least when society looked at us under the microphone glass, they will be able to say, you know what? They handle their business. That's the bottom line anyway. They handled their business. There was no mental illness, no depravity, no trying to assimilate. They handled their business. But I cannot do it without your support.
Well, I'm definitely there, and I'm in the building, honey. I will definitely be there.
Thank you all so much. So I have to go clock out from work. And like I said, once again, and as you see, when you're giving information, just like I was advised, come on your show, explain it to you. This is what I have done. Now, everything that I said can be repeated because as you will see, when you come to the memorial service, you will see Robin Isaac Finley, also known as. You will see the full spectrum. So if anybody come inside there, cannot say he was disrespected. You cannot say he was violated. He's being honest. And for all y'all to know, it's an open mic so that everybody will have a chance to say whatever you want to say.
Well, y'all girls heard it. Y'all got it here. And I will definitely make sure I definitely post it on my page.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Junior. Anytime you want to come on, you is more than welcome to come on.
I will.
Okay, thank you, baby, for calling in. Yes, that was the pioneer, the legend, the icon, Junior LaBeija. Hold on. Rodney!
Hello?
Rodney!
You got it.
Rodney!
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, okay, you had a very bad echo. Everybody, welcome to the radio show. My legendary co-host, the overall father of the House of Prodigy, Rodney Prodigy.
What's going on?
Ooh, what's going on? What's the E by E? Okay, well, you and Tayana was at the ball. So let me tell y'all what I got from the ball, okay? I'm going to tell y'all what I got. I haven't spoken to Rodney at all today. I'm going to tell y'all what I got. I got that it was about 200 to 250 people in the building. The girls thought Ms. Marco was not going to get through all the categories, but she did get through all her categories. She did give out all her cash. The tables were $150 for the tables. They gave the very, they had, like, these old Tupperware bowls with like four sandwiches on it for $150. That was the only thing that was on the motherfucking table. They said it was horrible and it was a mess. They said those tables was not worth those coins, Miss Day. And then I got to see that Miss Marco got popped in her mouth. She got what they told me. Hold on, let me get it right. They said she got a two piece and a biscuit. That's what they told me. She got a two-piece and a biscuit, and the reason why her she got the two-piece and the biscuit was because she was trying to get Neil kicked out the ball so her child could win streetwear because I think it was for some cash or something, and Neil caught the setup that she was trying to do and gave her a two-piece and a biscuit and bust her lip. Did I miss anything? Tayana, why you throwing out? Oh, good, yeah, you know, I got my...
No, I think the reason was, there was a different reason, Kelly. I think some, they was about to have a fight. It was going to be a fight between Tree and something, and somebody had a weapon, Kelly. And they went, and I don't know the rest, so I'm not going to, don't quote me, I just know that little part, so Tayana, you finish it, because you know it all.
Well, I really don't know, but this is what I heard. It was, a situation between Tree, his lover, and Neil, and a knife got pulled, and Tree was set out, and then Neil was getting put out, too. So from there, I don't know what happened from there.
Okay, so now we're going to add it to what you just said. So when he was getting put out, they came to him and told him he had to leave. He said to the security, oh, he got to leave? Kelly, they said that he went running past it and ran up to Marco and then attacked her.
Yeah, they said, I heard they said if he said if he got to leave, he was leaving with a bang, and he banged her.
My next question to that, being that y'all was on that, was, well, where was the House of Herrera and them boys?
Child, you know those House of Herrera boys, they fighting, honey, that's what, and I'm only reading what the girls said to me, honey. They didn't say those boys, they fighting, child.
Oh.
That's what they say, honey. But Rodney.
He's in the mountains. I spoke to Rodney today. He said he may be in the mountains, and he's going to have technicalities.
Yeah, Rodney's in the mountains, and his phone's going in and out. So, honey, when we get Rodney back up here on this line, we will definitely get him. Oh, wait, hold on. Rodney, are you back with us?
Yes. We got me.
We got you back. Rodney, give us your version of the story.
For everybody, it's pretty much on the same page. It was an incident, and Marco was trying to make sure that the ball didn't get shut down or no shade so the girls wouldn't read her or none. So once she heard about the incident, she asked all the parties involved to be removed by the security. And at that time, she was a little upset. I mean, having to do a streetwear or whatever. She wanted him out so her ball could continue, and security came to get Neil. And he was a little upset with Marco at that. He said to travel that far to, you know what I'm saying, to come to a ball to get put out. So he became really aggressive and went and hit her.
Miss Marco, oh, my God. I'm gagging in this thing. So can you please tell me, they said, I don't know how true this is, but this is what I was told, that she was overturning the girls' votes again and everything that was on the judges' panel?
Well, if she did, I didn't see it. I didn't see that. And our table was at the front, so I didn't see that.
No, she didn't do that. Not this time.
Oh, so that was a lie. Not this time. So the prodigies have front row to sit the table, Rodney?
Yes.
And they had on pink.
What did they have on,
Tayana? They had on pink.
Oh. His color.
Well, congratulations to the legendary father, Overall Father Buda Herrera. He is now Overall Father Buda Herrera. He is no longer Balenciaga.
Harold said that many of his children go on to be mothers and fathers of different situations. See what I mean?
To go on to be mothers and fathers of different situations. And not mothers and fathers of the House of Balenciaga. What's the tea with that? motherfucking bitch. That's the real motherfucking eat, bitch, okay? And I keep telling you queens, honey. I'm going to tell you queens right now, okay? I'm not going to say nobody name, so girls, don't ask me about no motherfucking name. But I keep telling you motherfucking faggots out here, okay, to stop calling motherfucking Jacket Andre about motherfucking Kelly. Kelly is 35 years motherfucking old. Jack and motherfucking Andre is a little bit motherfucking older than motherfucking me. Stop calling them about me, bitch. If you got a motherfucking problem with me, bitch, get my motherfucking number or hit me up on motherfucking Facebook. Bitch, don't call them about me. Because ain't nobody going to motherfucking check me, bitch.
Who going to check you, bro?
Nobody. Ain't a motherfucking person in this motherfucking building soon going to motherfucking check me. It's no shade to anybody that runs any house that I'm dealing with. Ain't no one going to motherfucking check me because I'm a grown-ass woman just like they're grown-ass motherfucking men. So stop calling them and telling them to check me, bitch. Call me and try to check me yourself because ain't nobody going to check me, boo. Okay. Hold on, y'all. Let's go to the legendary icon. We have her on the line. The legendary icon, Beverly Kool-Aid Khan, is live on the airwaves.
Hi.
What's going on, bro?
Dr. Howard's Atlantic City, sis.
Oh. Well, Atlantic City was sad.
Who got pushed in the pool and who got beat? It's 12 o'clock. What's the juice?
Oh, hold on. I'm texting. Okay. So let me give y'all the eat right now. Okay, so this is what happened. So I went to Atlantic City on Saturday, you know, I've been doing things all summer long. So I go to Atlantic City on Saturday not knowing that it was a party going on this weekend also in Atlantic City. So I got to say happy birthday to Dante Balenciaga. His birthday was this weekend. So he chartered a party bus to come from D.C. with a bunch of his girlfriends and his friends and everything to come to Atlantic City to the party. So I didn't know anything about the party until I got there, but I wasn't in dress code for the party, honey, because I was just going to gamble, honey. And so, you know, I was giving y'all around the way Kelly, you know, wash face, hair slicked back, you know, just a pair of Tims and things on. So I wasn't dressed for the party. You had to be, if you was a girl, you had to be dressed up and heels and all of that. So I couldn't go to the party, so just stayed in the casino. Somebody from my party of seven that went to the casino left and went to the party. So while they at the party, if the party is going on, it's a pool and a jacuzzi and everything at the party and everything, and it's really pumping. Father Rock Mizrahi is at the party. I'm not knowing that my son is at the party, but he's definitely at the party. Is he partying? I mean, and so they gave me that he was dressed in all Louis Vuitton from head to toe this thing because you had to be done to go to this party. He was dressed in all Louis Vuitton from head to toe. Little Rodney Balenciaga, then goes and pushes this young man into the pool, Miss Thing, and all his Louis Vuitton, Miss Thing. But they said Little Rodney was playing. They thought that Father Rock was going to catch his balance, but he didn't catch his balance, honey, and wound up in the pool with over $6,000 worth of Louis Vuitton on, honey. He got out the pool dripping wet and beat the fuck out of Little Rodney at the motherfucking party.
Oh.
Yes, honey. Why y'all gagging? Yes, honey. He beat Little Roddy at the party, honey. He was a mess, honey. It was a big choose.
He beat Rodney and $6,000 worth of LV.
And it was dripping wet.
He was dripping wet, honey. It was a mess, honey. It was a big mess, honey. I was gagging. I was gagging when I got the tea, honey. And I was gagging when I lost that $900, too, at the blackjack table.
Mm-mm. Somebody won $1,000.
Oh, shit. And they said he smacked him in the face with his wet shoes. A fucking mess. Yes, I was gagging. I lost $900 at the blackjack table, honey, playing $25 a hand at the blackjack table. Honey, I was gagging. I was too over it, honey, with me losing all my coins. But
as we in Atlantic City and the girls are carrying on Atlantic City, honey, the girls was carrying on in Brooklyn.
What?
Honey, let me give y'all what happened in Brooklyn. Y'all ready for what happened in Brooklyn?
What happened in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Well, as I'm coming back from Atlantic City, you know, I get a phone call, honey, that the legendary Foxy Milan beats the shit out of David Garcon, that used to be a con, I mean, Karan, that walked runway, that people knew of me. Did y'all get that?
Say that again?
Legendary Foxy Milan beat the shit out of David Karan Garcon in Brooklyn.
Beat up David?
Yes, he beat David out. This is the second time I've heard of David getting beat in the last couple of weeks. I heard that he got beat by Beckham a couple of weeks back too. But Foxy beat him this week in Brooklyn, honey. He gave it every. Foxy was feeling it now because he was legend, and that Foxy changed. And Foxy Gatorade, no, he didn't change or whatever, whatever. And David Gatorade, yes, she did. He gave Foxy a little bit too much lip, honey. And Miss Foxy had to wheel her out because she gave Foxy too much lip.
Wow.
Yes, honey. It's going down, honey. It's going down. Girl, the girls are tearing it, and they are getting it in, honey. It's a mess. I don't know. But we got another caller, honey. 347-884. You're live on the air.
Oh, my God. I'm just gagging to hear all this news just going on. I just so happen to click on the line, and I hear all this astounding news. What's going on?
Oh.
Yeah, there's a lot of disturbing news, honey. The girls are getting beat and shit and all over the place, honey. This
I
is a beating weekend, honey.
Why are people getting beat up like this?
I don't know. The girls is getting beat from Jersey to Chicago to Brooklyn. What the fuck?
I can't have to fall in pools. I don't understand this.
Baby, it's a mess. It's a big juice, honey. And all the girls is getting beat, honey. Chanel knocks a Herrera. A Mizrahi knocks a Balenciaga. A Milan knocks a Garcon. The girls are just a knocking this weekend.
Wow, mm-hmm. A lot of stuff just taking place. Is everybody gagging on the phone line?
And Rodney is overall Father Prodigy.
And Rodney's overall Father Prodigy, but hold on, because I forgot it was another fight in Chicago that I forgot to talk about. It was a fight after hours. Jasmine, I don't know her name, Jasmine, light-skinned Jasmine. I think she was Femme Queen Realness from Chicago. Was out at the after-hour party that they had in Chicago, honey. Party in Chicago, and the child read Miss Jasmine. They didn't
hear
Miss Jasmine. The child and his boyfriend, Miss Stay, came to beat Miss Jasmine. And they read all the girls, beat the child at the party, Miss Stay. They gave him a... The child said he goes to the car to get a gun. All the girls scattered from the motherfucker party. They said the girls came back around the corner, Miss Stay, to see if the child really was going to shoot up the place. Him and his girlfriend was knocked out on the motherfucking curb.
Wow.
You know, my mother gets the tea, Miss Stay. I gets it.
Wow. I was in Chicago and I didn't get that.
Oh, yes. It was a big mess at the app. It was a big mess at the party, Rodney. It was a big mess at that at the party.
Rodney, that's why didn't nobody want to go to the party the next day.
Oh, okay. So that one happened on Friday after party?
That one happened.
That's why nobody didn't want to go to the party. And the girls want to know, Marco, what happened to the boy you was having on Sunday? All the girls made travel arrangements to come in town from Saturday until Monday, Miss Thing, and they didn't realize there was no function yesterday. Miss Marco canceled the function because her lip was swollen. That's what I got.
Her lip was swollen.
When I tell you the people make up so much shit, I tell you.
Well, I'm only telling y'all what the girl said. Please do not kill the messenger. Do not read me on Facebook. I'm only saying what the girl said. The reason the ball was canceled on Sunday because Miss Marco's lip was swollen, and she did not want to see have the girl to see her with her mouth all twisted up.
Mm-mm.
Marco,
Michael McCorlin and confirm or deny the situation. Hold on, y'all. I have another caller. Next call I have is 312-662. You're live on the air on the Recap Show.
What's good, y'all?
Who's that?
But the real story is Marco actually did get attacked at the ball. She got beat by Nell Chanel. I was right there, front row center.
Who's that?
Second of all, Jasmine did get beat or whatever by the Trey and Trey's boyfriend. And Courtney Mizza and the other couple of Mizzas came and helped her beat Trey ass, everything, busted his lip, and everything. Marco did have the function or whatever yesterday because her arm or some shit was swollen or whatever. That's the real story and everything like that.
Oh, so you know a lot about the tea from Chicago?
Yes.
Oh, do you know why her children or nobody decided to help her or cover
no,
her?
No, ain't nobody. Omari tried to. Ain't no. All of them stood right there. Everybody stood right there. Ain't no whoever jumped in. Neil Chanel pushed the security guard out the way and ran and attacked Marco, and Marco balled up to the corner. Got her ass attacked. And ain't nobody. Nobody did shit. She was out. Ain't nobody do shit. Put it like that. He got out of jail the next day and said he was ready for round two. That's why she canceled the ball.
Is my 3-4-7-8-4 number still there?
Baby. I just, you know.
For Marco,
I hope you're all right. Wait, let me say this. You know, me and Marco is kind of like not talking right now. She think I'm not her girlfriend, but I am. That's my girlfriend. But I got to actually, like, for real say that that's not the reason why she didn't have the ball the next day.
Oh, okay.
Hello. Are you trying to say that she was mobbed up?
No, she wasn't.
I
don't know why she didn't have the ball, honey.
Well, I want to know why that she has such a phenomenal ball and she has all these people and all the newcomers. And I want to know why it was so easy to attack her at her function with a room full of people. I mean, is she just a part of her house to be a part of the house? Do they care about her? I'm sorry if I'm a little too deep with it, but I want to know why that she were protected or defended at her ball with her such a big house.
Have you saw Neil before?
Yes, what does that mean?
And no disrespect.
Right, Kelly, no shade. And I see Neil, you see Kelly, and who else the fuck? When it's time for respect, I want to know what the fuck does their height and size mean?
Yes, bitch. It was one motherfucking big Neil Chanel mistake, and that's where the motherfucking house started. That mistake. All those children they got damn near mistake. They were supposed to jump on that motherfucking ass.
What, bitch? Like monkeys jumping off of bars, bitch, all over his neck. I don't understand that. But that happened the last time I spoke about it when they escorted.
Nicole.
When Tayana got on that mic and let her have it and walked the mic to the fucking front door and the whole house was like, have you ever sat there? So I walked around the room and I said, well, you're not going to go with, you know. I mean, I think that you're supposed to support and be loyal to what you are a part of. If you, Ms. Rahi, and Kelly is tearing it, Ms. Rahi's, I mean, you know, that's just saying.
Okay, hold on. We got another call, honey. I want to 347-884. You're live on the air.
I guess not.
You're live on the air. 410-944. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, how are you ladies tonight?
Hey.
I'm doing great in yourself, Mira.
Huh? Oh, this is Masters. Oh, hi. Hi, Master. I wanted to know, what did Kelly do to your room? I guess all bets are off. Y'all decided to stay in your wheelchair?
That's what I'm calling to find out what's going on.
Well, Kelly said that all bets is off. If y'all think that she's going to do all this just so that y'all can accommodate each other.
Too much feedback. I can't hear.
What's wrong with this phone?
Right.
Oh, hold on. Rodney
Ford
had a lot of feedback.
Oh, okay. Rodney, we'll have to meet you, brother, because I got to tell the masters this. They think they're trying to work her. Listen, we have a belly. She got the venue, and the coins are waiting to be up there. But I think it's very selfish of you masters to tell her that if they're not battling, if y'all not battling each other, something we saw a long, long time ago and see it on YouTube's, every time, that y'all not going to battle at all, and y'all masters are riled up.
But I thought that's what you wanted to see. I thought you wanted us back
on
the floor.
The masters is not riled up. No, they send me the category, and they send me the list. The masters is riled up, honey, because, you know, I get all the juice that goes on in the masters' room. The masters is ready to close their room down and make a new room. And it doesn't make no sense for the masters to close their room down and make a new room, because I'll find out about that room, too, and get the tea from that room.
We don't care if you get the tea from the room. Get up in there. It's fine.
Okay, but on that list that they sent you, I mean, after they, you know, get pay homage to themselves, we are going. You're going to do the whole hat thing, and you're going to give the opportunity to the other legends and then, you know, the people of today to dance on the floor with y'all, Mara. Is that correct? Or
the rules that they have for this list, Nicole, is that if you're not in the room of the master's room, that your name is not on the list.
I think that's the punk bitch shit. That's punk bitch. Y'all punk bitches. Y'all scared, and y'all think y'all can't dip like y'all used to, and y'all can't what's the name, and y'all don't think that people is going to respect the way, the style of y'all Vogue. So you're nervous, and you sit in your rooms, and you want to battle each other because you think it's easier to win over each other like y'all have done time and time again. That's
how do we think it's easy to win over each other? We just want
to
battle
each other.
Because
that's what y'all done.
Right.
And what y'all refuse
to
do is to come out and give these other kids who look up to y'all and these new legends who praise y'all a chance.
Listen, we've been hot. We don't need to get into the microwaves.
Charlie, I'm going to know something. Did you sign off on that?
No, I had slight problems with the list that they sent me. Because the list that they sent me, and they have a whole bunch of girls on this list, and a lot of these girls is not masters.
You got the list in front of you?
Yes, I have the list in front of me.
Okay, well, tell me who you think shouldn't be a master.
Oh, please say the name.
Why
you can't tell me? Ain't nobody gonna check you, boo.
Oh, well, ain't nobody gonna check me, bro. Here's the list.
And you're not gonna hear.
What's that room about, Nicole?
The masters
of both. This is the list, and it says I'm gonna read each part of the category that they picked, that they put up here. They said the era of white is 1980 to 1992. That era. The names they have on the list of the people that they want to walk is Audrey Mizrahi, Christina Richards Tsunami, Stanley Milan, Alvernian Prestige, and Angel Revlon. That's the first.
Where's Miss Elvin's name?
Hold on.
Oh.
Hold on.
Go ahead. This is about to get hot, Miss Mara.
Get
your breath.
Let's go. Get hot.
The next era is the Blueprint era, 93 to 99, Niambi Prodigy, Dee Dee Revlon, Taifa.
She's a Mizrahi now.
Yes, Taifa, Icon, Shay Shay Icon, Terrell Ebony, Kevin Prodigy, Ray Ray Mizrahi, Charles Christian, Arturo Miyake Muglia, Deja LaBeja, Little Bit Icon, Charisma Icon, Dennis Revlon, Deshaun Revlon, Tahiri Mizrahi, his name? I can't know how to pronounce his name. Milan, Kevin 007, Tamara Revlon, Hassan Ebony, Derek Icon, Dewan Milan, Peanut Revlon, and Ricky Allure.
That's the blueprint era. The blackout era is 2000 to 2006.
Oh,
Tony Garcon, Deshaun Ebisu, Malakai Garcon, Jamel Garcon, Prince Milan, Ricky Allure, Marquise Revlon, Johnny Chanel, Mercedes Prodigy, Alexis Prodigy, Amina Prodigy, Kelly Garcon, J-Lo Allure, Roland Allure, Quincy Icon, Josello Milan, Javier Ninja, Foxy
okay.
Milan, Vito Milan, Tintin Milan. The gold era, 2007 to 2013, Ronaldo Milan, Danielle Ninja.
Okay, all right. Okay, so what I'm seeing now, what I'm gathering is, I think Kelly, he's going to try to drop the Masters thing, and maybe there shouldn't be any money allowed for that because that's not a Masters. What we were looking for is when you say Masters, I like the first list, the second list, no. The third list, no. There's maybe about a handful on each
Honey,
of them lists.
To be honest with you, the whole list, period. Dennis Redmond.
But that's what I'm saying. Maybe they don't mean because see, I'm like I said, I think that when y'all use that word master, you looking for some type of element to come from it. When I say masters, when you say Kevin, I say he. Oh, that's the master. You gonna say Terrell? I would say it. Why is because they have created a trend after years and years. They have done something that people have not done. They have done things that the children are doing today. Half of them people up there is not. Have done that and have
the
no created a vogue, a dip, a hip, a bounce, or nothing.
The gagger is half of them people that's on it has already done it. And half of them, even I'm gonna be honest with you, even if I wasn't on the list or not, it's like people whoever is doing these lists need to really learn history.
This is what I'm going to tell you exactly what I spoke with the Masters of Vogue, and I told them out of respect, even though people are not in the Masters of Vogue room, okay, their names should still have been on this list, like Sanaya, like Letitia, like Alyssa. Their names should have still been on this list.
Mm-hmm.
None of these ladies are going to come out and walk or not. Their names should have still been on the list out of respect.
But that should tell you who knows what.
No, but that's not what I think it is about is that these are the people that are in the room. But Tamara, newsflash, everybody in your room is not a master of their Vogue.
Yeah.
Tamara, are you there?
I'm here.
Could you get your girlfriend
not.
See? Because you're pretty quiet. Where's Miss Kevin? Where are y'all? Why do y'all have Tamara speaking? Y'all punk bitches. Why y'all can't come and say something? We've been nice and calling y'all, offering y'all money and
Tamara,
and pay
me,
this
me,
and stuff.
Hold on, maybe
Tamara's on this line. Tamara, you should know better than that. And I'm really
get your
this.
Girlfriend's Mara.
Wait, hold on.
I'm really disappointed at you.
Hold on. We have a master on the phone.
Please.
Now, I would definitely consider this person definitely a master.
What's their name?
We have the legendary Little Kevin Prodigy. Is
master
now on
of Vogue. Master, what do you come for? Because I'm not going to dispute that you are a master of Vogue. Did you hear your list, Kevin?
Oh, well, let me get a girl that you're disputing up on this line.
Oh, you can get them, too.
So, go ahead, Kevin. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Oh, you hear me? Oh, okay. The Masters of Vogue is a group on Facebook that Pony created. It is for girls that have been voguing for years that possess a certain kind of quality when they vogue, when they represent themselves on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about being legend. It's not about being legend
mm-hmm.
or anything like that because
mm-hmm.
they have already taken the word legend and taken it to the dirt.
And so they're about to do the same to Masters.
Well, they already did, because when they come to Philadelphia alone, I have slayed 9 girls at
oh,
one time.
Let him finish. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Master, because you are a real master. You heard what you just said, though, Kevin. Go ahead.
Let him finish, Nicole. Go
it
ahead,
has,
Kevin.
It has nothing to do with being legend and all of that stuff, because, as I said, the children have taken that master, that legend thing to another place. And so we don't consider ourselves, most of us are legend, but half of the children in the room are not legends, but they consider themselves masters. They've perfected their vogue. They've been in the scene. they've participated, and they've battled each other. We're not saying anything. There's no negativity towards, I'm not even going to say the names because you all know the names that you were all talking about earlier was only really two names.
I'll say the names, Cassandra and Naomi.
Okay, well, Naomi, first of all, Naomi was in the group when
she
started the group. Naomi was a part of the group. She left because of some shade between her and Janice. I don't even remember it because I guess I wasn't paying attention to whatever went down with them. But she left the room. And so once you leave the room, and you're done. I mean, what's the purpose of coming back? Now, I get an email today saying that she wants to come back, and we're like, well, why does she want to come back all of a sudden? I mean, she didn't want to be a part before, so why does she want to be a part now? And I take nothing away from her. She is a master of Vogue. She Vogues down. She does her thing. She has changed the game. She has. I would never take that away from her.
And if I'm not mistaken, I thought we extended an invitation to Selvin, which was declined.
No, I don't know anything about Selvin. If Selvin wanted to join the room, all he would have did was send the invite to the room, and he would have got accepted, I'm sure.
No, we sent the invite to Selvin because we wanted him in the room because Selvin is a master. But I believe that it was declined.
Oh, I don't know.
Wait, Jaquan, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't even know. I'm going to be honest with you. This is the first that I'm ever hearing this. I don't know nothing about it, so that's impossible. I've declined anything because I don't know nothing about it. That's why I'm like, what are y'all talking about?
This was a while ago.
I don't know anything about that, Selvin, but it's no shade towards you, anything like that. Of course, Sanaya is a master. Of course, Alyssa is a master. Of course, Ashley is a master. They're masters. They changed the game. They paved the way. We wanted to vote like them, but they are not in the group. They don't participate. In this room is nothing but love. Everyone is there talking to each other, kikiing, having a good time, enjoying each other's conversation and living for it. We talk about clips, and we put clips and stuff up there of each other and stuff like that. There's no shade in the room. Some girls bring shade to the room, and we don't need that kind of in the room. We don't need that kind of atmosphere in there. And there are certain girls that bring that, and there's another girl that just got ejected from the room because of she's going in there throwing shade and reading girls and calling them and all that kind of stuff. And
Yolanda.
It's crazy. Like, so,
say it out loud.
So, well,
Yolanda.
So, you know, well, it is what it is. So there's no shade, anything like that. We made this name. Pony. Okay, Pony made this name up. Pony made this group up. And this is Pony's baby, and we all support him. We all ride with him. So we figured, why should we let the outside, Kelly, Rodney, anybody who's having a ball decide, okay, well, we're going to have a master's category, and we're going to control it and say, okay, well, who can walk? No, you can't control what we say because we made the master's group. We are the masters. We pick the people to come in the group, and we are the masters of Vogue. And it is what it is. So if you choose not to have the category,
Nobody never said they wasn't going to have the category. But if we're going to talk about masters and people that have mastered their performance, it's a lot of girls on that list. I'm going to go back. Let me pull my email back up. I was going to try to be nice about the situation. But it has nothing to do with anybody being added to the list or anything. But if we're going to talk about people that have mastered this category and mastered the art of performance, it's girls on here that's not masters. It's girls on here that walk legendary performance and should not be walking legendary performance. Just because you've been out from 18 years, Miss Thing, does not make you a legend or make you a master. It's a lot of girls on this list. So if we want to go through the list and we want to put it down.
You're 100% true. I sat there and I talked to Pony last week. It's just no shade to all the masters that are listening. I said the same thing to Pony, that everyone on this list is really not a true master.
I'm not going to lie. Half of the people on that list never won over me. So I'm like, really?
Well, I want to be real because, you know, I'm a real bitch. I'm a real bitch, and I always keep it 100% with everything that I motherfucking do, bitch. And I don't care. The girls read me anyway, and the girls going to continue to read me. But let me break it down to y'all, everybody that's on this list, bitch, on who is actually a master and who is definitely legend that's on this list. Andre. Hold on. My opinion, but my opinion is highly rated. Andre, check, master. Christina, master. Stanley, master. Avonian, master. Angel, master. Niambi, master. Taifa, Shay Shay, Terrell, Kevin, Ray Ray, Charles. All these other people, masters. Now, the
you forgot
Dennis Revlon is a master.
These are the girls that she thinks that she's a master, and Amani would not be a master of Vogue if that's the way you're saying it.
Hold on, let me finish. Amani, master. Arturo, legend, but no one's master. Shade. Deja, master. Little Bit, no one's master, no one's legend.
Ooh, this is about to get her.
Charisma, definitely legend because she's been out for so many years, Miss Day, but she's no one's master. Dennis is no one's master. Okay?
Oh, somebody got to get away from their computer. Somebody got to get away from their computer.
Got their girlfriends listening. I think that's Rodney's phone with the echo because Rodney's back. Okay? It's a lot of girls on these lists that we can keep going down and keep going. Girls can think it's safe, but it's a bunch more girls on this list that's not master of anything. But the girls wanna sit here, and because they're girlfriends with the girls, it's not about being girlfriends, it's about being facts, and it's about the truth. These girls are not master, and half of these girls legend, and the only reason they got legend is because they've been out for so many motherfucking years.
Kelly, we gotta get something straight. What your version of master does not dictate what we feel are masters. You're not going to dictate
what we
feel.
She just told us what
we
said. What she just said, Kevin just said what he believed what was masters, and it
right.
was the same
and
thing.
And that's true. Everybody in the room is not a master. But we invited them to the room because we have respect for them. We invited them to the room because we want to chat with them. The other girls that y'all want in the room,
chat
that
with them at a
ball room, we
or
don't
on
want
their
them.
Page.
I don't understand
it don't matter. I will see all of them again on the floor, like how I did every time.
Why do you feel so defensive about it, Salvin? Is what I don't
understand.
Yeah, Salvin,
like, what's going on with you? You have what's the trend?
Well, you know that I was always the underdog, so don't act like this is brand new.
But nobody's calling you an underdog. Like we said, we definitely.
No, I am the underdog. I've always been that way, and y'all know that. So don't act like this is new. I don't see it. And that's my opinion.
Oh, that's
and I'm not going to see. And I love being the underdog. You know, I never had girlfriends in this scene, so I don't want girlfriends now.
You know what I think? You know what I think it is? And I'm gonna be
I'm just playing, y'all. I'm just playing.
Oh my God.
Hold on, McCall. I'm gonna be 100% honest, and I'm gonna always keep it 100% real because that's how I feel. I just think that these girls that's on this list, mistake, they can't take these other girls, and they're scared to let these girls motherfuckers slay them.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, first of all, no one has any, there's no...
I'm not talking about you, Kevin, because I know you have no shade with the girls. I know you have no shade with the girls, and it's all fun for you, but I'm talking about the other girls that's out there that already
have girls. Yeah, Kevin, and it's not shade to you either, Kevin, or not to any of the real masters. It really isn't. It's the people that y'all are defending and allowing to be there because y'all like them, but what about the other people that y'all don't like that work so hard?
Like you said, if we don't like them and they work so hard, why would we have them in the room if we don't see it? Why don't we discuss and have conversations with people
see.
We don't see?
Look what.
Well, it doesn't matter what we see. If we see them, and in the room, like Kevin said, there's no negativity. We go in there, we might have reading sessions about battles, but it's all in fun. Nobody ever tries it. And if you can't get in the group, then you can't get in the group.
It is a lot of negativity, and it's a lot of shade. It's a lot of underlined shade, and I'm gonna keep it 100% real with y'all. Okay, it's a lot of shade, and it's a lot of negativity in that room, and a lot of that shade came out that room. And why? And I'm gonna keep it real. Why I'm mad about this list is because those girls that I mentioned to Kevin the other day when we had this conversation, that's not on this list, and that my daughter's name is not on this list. And the only reason her name is not on this list is because of the fact of the shade that she had with Rogue Evolution. And the same reason why I myself and Pony and Malachi don't speak is because of the shade of Rogue Evolution. That's the only reason why her name is not on this list.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Yes,
her name is not on the list because she left the group.
What you said?
Her name is not on the list because she left the group.
Because she's not in the group. That's
she left the group, but she is a motherfucking master over every motherfucking thing she's on this motherfucking list. I'm keeping 100% motherfucking real.
My thing is this. What was the years again?
Okay, well, hold on. This is the years, Kool-Aid. This is the year. The years is 1980 to 82. The white era.
Stop right there. 1980 to 1982.
Yes.
Everything up until 92, because we were talking about Andre and Stanley, because we knew they had been voguing for years, so that's why we said that. Then the next era was
So you said 1980 to 1992?
Yes.
Stanley was not mastering New Way like that. That's what I don't understand where all this is coming from, because from 1980, Andre wasn't even out in 1980.
You're trying to pinpoint too much. Like we said,
I'm trying to understand 1980 to 1992. How are you a master? That's all I'm saying. I'm lost.
Well, we basically said 1980 because we know anyone voguing before 1980 is not going to be out here voguing now. So we said 1980 to 92.
But half of the people that you named wasn't even out in 1980.
She's still on my phone, right?
So if you would have said 87,
they could have been out in 90. They could have been out in 89. They could have been out in 91.
Christina
was voguing in 90. I saw Baltic was voguing in 90.
Right.
Angel said she started voguing in 89. Angel was out. Barbarian was out.
Dennis Redmond was out before 92.
Just wait.
Dennis is not on that list.
Somebody said Dennis Redmond.
Dennis is not on the list before 92, sweetie. Dennis is in my era. Dennis was voguing in 95 and all this. I remember seeing him.
Wait. You talking about what Dennis? You know a heavy set Puerto Rican Dennis?
Yes, sweetie.
No, he was not. Me and Dennis was battling together, and that was not in 95.
I battled
Dennis way a long time ago. Dennis was not out in 99. And I know that for a fact.
Dennis
came out earlier than that, sweetie.
Dennis was not out in 99.
You said he came out earlier.
Dennis is in the era
that I was talking about. You're not listening, Salvador. He's in the era that was before 99. So he is in the correct era that I put him in.
You said 90. You said 90 what?
93 to 99. 92, 93 to 99.
Oh, 92, 93. Because I thought the same as this was out in 92. See, I thought it was. Ooh. See, this is what I thought. No, this is what I thought. I thought it was from 1980 to 19. What it was again?
1980 to 92. Just
Ike.
Those are basically icons and Hall of Famers.
So, Kelly, did anybody talk to Lil Rodney?
What'd you say?
Did anybody talk to Lil Rodney?
No, we haven't spoken with Lil Rodney.
Well.
Well, Kelly, I got somebody else from the Masters that's on the line and want to say something.
Okay, well, who's on the phone lines? Hello?
Caller?
Hello?
There she go.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air, darling.
Okay, this is Janice. Hi, everyone. Can you
hear
me?
Janice. Hey, Janice.
Hey, Janice. Hey, Dad, what's the deal?
Yeah.
Okay, let me just break something down real quick. Kelly, first of all, nobody is scared of you, Naomi, and none of y'all little bitches. That's number one, all right? Nobody's thinking.
First of all, let me tell you something. Hold on. Okay, this is my show, okay? Hold on, okay? This is what we're not What we're not going to do is come on here and disrespect anybody. I voiced my opinion on how I felt about these girls on this list.
Ain't nobody scared of you bitches, Kelly and Naomi.
Listen, I never disrespected anybody.
She
did. I never called anybody out their name. So you need to check yourself when you come at me, because we can take this in a whole nother motherfucking direction. I'm trying to be nice and call you about the situation. Don't come on here calling me no motherfucking bitch.
Did I call you out your fucking name?
Yes, you did. You said, ain't nobody scared of you bitches. You bitch, you or motherfucking Naomi. First of all, I'm not a motherfucking bitch. A bitch is a female dog. I don't walk on four legs.
But no shit, no. Janice. This is Selvin talking. Now, Janice, this is Selvin talking.
Hold on, Kool-Aid. You know what? Tamara, get your girlfriend together because I will mute y'all. You know what? A bitch is an incel. A bitch is a motherfucking incel, but I don't fuck with a motherfucking bitch. That's when it's an incel. Me and you are not girlfriends. We're not on that level for you to call me a bitch. Okay? Now, if it was Nicole, if it was Tamara, if it was Kevin, if it was Kool-Aid calling me a bitch, it would be something different.
Let's stop. Hold on, Janice. Hold on. This is not what we called him for. Mute everybody because let's stop. First of all, that's personal with Janice has with Kelly. Let's go beep, but this has nothing to do with the Masters. We're not going to let this apply to everybody that's listening. We're going to just delete this conversation. Janice, hold on, please.
Janice, the way you're coming at Kelly today
is from a deeper place, and it has nothing to do
Janice, if she feels disrespected by you calling her a bitch, then be the bigger person and apologize, because if she don't fuck with you, I would feel the same way. So let's be adults about it. We're not gonna do this like this.
Exactly. Listen, first of all, seriously though, I wouldn't even comment at it like that. You know what I'm saying? I was saying bitches in terms of the girls or whatever. If she wanna take offense to the word bitch, I will refrain from using the word bitch, but I'm not gonna apologize, and I'm not gonna fucking censor the way I speak for no motherfucking body. But like I said, but in order to keep the peace, so I can stay my little peace, I will not call you a bitch. You good with that, Kelly?
I'm fine with that.
You good with that?
Thank you.
Okay, great. Now, about the topic at hand. Masters of Vogue, first of all, was something created, has nothing to do with you or Naomi or anybody else. As Kevin was saying earlier, this is a room where it's about the mastering of the technique. It has nothing to do with legend, who's been out for how many years, this and that. It's about mastering the technique of Vogue. The people that obviously Pony feels who are the masters of Vogue. He is the one who created it. It's almost basically Pony's opinion on who are masters. Now, granted, I will tell the truth. I think that there are some people who are masters of Vogue who are not in there, who maybe should be in there. Obviously, there's only 50 people and 50 or 51 people in the group. Everybody in the scene that's a master of Vogue is not going to be in the group. You get what I'm saying? So obviously, some people are missing, but it is not shade towards anyone. There's no shade in that group whatsoever. The reason Naomi left was behind one stupid-ass comment, and I mean, it wasn't even really shade, but hey, if she took it that way, whatever. She broke some ball. I said Naomi should have calmed down a little bit. She went ham after that. Oh, Janice, you can't take me, all this foolishness. And the next thing I know, she wasn't there. So then it was like, oh, shade between her and Janice. Wow, it wasn't that serious to me. But whatever, it's no shade towards anyone. That room is not even for that. If you ever was in there, you would see there's a bunch of mature adults talking about goals, talking about life.
Oh, she be in there.
Stuff like that.
I'll be in the room.
And let me be 100% honest, because I've been real with the whole situation all the time. Janice, let's be 100% honest, Janice. I've been real with everybody that I have criticized in that room. Janice, who are you, Janice, to comment on anybody's style of performance, Janice?
Oh, who am I? Let me tell
yes,
you who
you
I am. Okay.
I'm being real. I'm not being shady. I'm not going to comment on anybody's style of performance to tell anybody that they should slow down or do any type of thing with their performance when your legendary status and your performance is being debated by an icon of performance.
Actually, an icon of performance is the one who told me I was legend at the Avista Ball when Ashley tried it. Andre, do you not remember him saying, yes, Janice, you are legend? Do you remember that?
I'm going to tell you the same conversation that I had on the phone with Nicole and Tamara, and we debated about legendary and masters and everything. Janice, the only time you won or did anything is when the primary heavy hitter girl was not at a function or was not on the floor. Isn't that what I told you, Tamara, so she don't think I'm being shady right now on the radio?
What now? Yeah,
the only time Janice ever won or did anything is when Alora and Yolanda and those girls was not on the floor. This is the same conversation I had with Tamara.
Are you insane?
Are you
insane? What are you talking about? I have ate the shit out of Yolanda. I have ate the shit out of Deja. I have ate the shit out of Alora. I've even ate the shit out of Sanaya. I've eaten the shit out of every bitch that you can name from my era at least once. One of these bitches has gotten it from Jiggy at one point or another. And believe that. That's for every take. That's on every VHS. It's everywhere. Now, just because, as several were saying before, I am also an underdog in this motherfucking scene. But every last one of these bitches from my era has had their ass handed to them by me at least once. Tamara included. What? What?
Don't put me in it.
You called her. You called her, so she can't put you in it.
I'm just saying, you can't debate what is already there. Whether or not I won or not, whether or not they wanted to give me my life or not, it's on tape. You can see it. Now, how about this? And to this day, bitch, I'm still one of the only ones from my family that can share dick with the girls, bitch. As you just seen, bitch, I just did my little production again, bitch. What? I'm still moving fast. I'm still eating it. What? You know what I'm saying? What? My
okay, all right. Can I say something? You know what? I think this is a little bit of foolery because I think that it's being taken out of thing. Janice, I think that the overall thing that Kelly and Selvin and myself is saying to Mara, Kevin, about the masters, wait a second, is that we're looking what Kevin said. The master is someone who has created a trend setting for their time, something that is actually being used. So we're saying master. We're looking at the word master. This is when she says, okay, Janice,
Janice is not a master. Not because you didn't win over anyone. Not because you didn't go to any balls. He said we're talking about the trend setting of individuals who have conquered and taken their category to a different level. So this is where a lot of them are not masters.
And who said that was the criteria? Who said that?
No,
criteria?
No. That's
who?
What Kevin said. Master.
Oh, that's
not
what
you.
That's what the master.
Who that's
what
the master
was the criteria?
Said.
Who?
Well, I mean,
that's the criteria for being a master of all. That is not the criteria.
All right, so
crisis
might. So I think that should be. Y'all should go to your room and y'all need to discuss
your own
criteria.
Well, honey,
and
I'm
going to
make my page. Well, I'm going to make my page the opulence of performance.
Let me tell you something. Mastering the
technique. And I'm only looking for girls that still got it and that still can keep up. And every time they get on the floor, it's always something new.
So, with that being said, I think that conversation is taking too far. We got off of some of the things in the recap. And the masters, I'm saying it myself out my own mouth, Nicole. I think that the masters is where, in my head, I'm looking at masters. I'm looking at a creativity of art. Somebody who changed and took the thing to a whole new different level, whether it be with a catwalk, whether it was their hands, whether it's their unusual dip, whether, you know, anything that has changed performance and has changed people's view and how they want to vote when they come out. So
yeah,
that's
no shame. You got half of the masters on there, girl, that can't even keep up. No, hold on, Jenny.
Well,
you got
I'm
half of them people. No, hold on, Jay. You got half of them people that you've given masters to, and if you want to look at DVDs, forget the VHS.
Tamara.
If you want to look at DVDs, you got the girls just standing there, can't even keep up.
Let me ask you a question, Tamara. Was you at the ball this weekend?
You even got the girls that can't even hold the pole. It's like, really, masters? Really? Master of disasters, we can say that.
I don't need anybody to tell me shit. I know I have mastered the art of voting.
I'm not talking about you, Jenny. I don't like all these shots being taken at the masters.
The bottom line is this. The group of Masters of Vogue have a mutual respect for everybody, and ain't no motherfucking body getting in that we don't see. That's
y'all,
all
if y'all,
if y'all don't
want
to see us on the floor, that's fine.
Okay, if y'all had a mutual respect for everybody, then everybody's name should have been on that list if y'all had a mutual respect, whether they was in the room or not in the room.
Yeah, no shade, because if it was the girls that I didn't see, I mean, well, I don't know.
But at the end of the day, we don't have to have the category. Y'all won't lose no sleep, and neither will we.
We still can have the category.
Well, Tamara, was you at the ball in Baltimore? Because I choose to debate, and I personally think what you said is absolutely right. So we can move on, because if y'all have orders and y'all have rules and regulations and things that y'all want her to cater to, then I think that we should be allowed to see the masters that we will raise up upon them. You don't think that it goes that way? We all have agreement. We don't want it to become shade. I don't want Johnny's to be upset. I don't want people to be upset. So we'll just leave it at that, and your masters to stay in the room. And the legends of today will stay on the floor, and that will be that.
But that's the thing. I mean, why should you not have? Why you shouldn't have the? Why shouldn't you? But the thing, well, I'm going to be honest with you, Kelly.
Well, because none of them
vote
anyway. So we got people, America, let's get used to seeing what y'all see on the floor. If you like to see the masters in their room, go to YouTube. And for those who made the cut, you can catch them there. And we can move on, because it's not a big, I don't want it to become, it's a big thing. It was for fun. We were trying to get them out for fun.
Right.
And now everybody is coming out with this who's master. It is an opinion. And if someone doesn't believe that is a master of their era, why should should we be having our names called out, or this one should be getting read? That's my opinion. You have an opinion about me, and I don't give a fuck. So how would you, why can't we all get the same way? So let's just move on with it, because it's quite obvious that we're not going to have a fair thing. I don't think that Kelly should do all that extra stuff with shunning away the people that are on the floor today. I don't think that. I think it's unfair, and y'all don't feel that, so that's fine, and we could just agree to disagree and leave it alone.
So you're saying that Kelly can't have the category?
No, I'm saying Kelly can do whatever she wants. This her money, but as a friend and a sister.
This is what I'm going to do. And if the girls feel that they don't want to come out and they don't want to walk, mistake, that's on them. I'm still going to have the category, but the category is not going to be for $2,000. I'm going to do the Master Vote category, and if they want to come out, they can come out, and I'm going to use their list that they got, and I'm going to do it for $1,000, and then I'm going to do the girls that think they are masters for another $1,000.
To be honest with you, Kelly, if they was really masters, they shouldn't even have to do it for money, bitch. If you got it, you got it. If I can do it only for $1 this is nothing.
They have mentioned the masters of Vogue have mentioned, the real masters have mentioned that they are, that's what they look for. Shay Shay and Avram have said that it's not about the money. Tamara and said it's not about the money.
We cannot compete with the last conversation. But we're gonna do it this way. Remember the first $1,000 that ever happened? It was at the awards ball, and that's what we're gonna take it back to. We're gonna take it back to our $1,000 for Masters of Vogue that's on that list. And that's what we're going to do. And it's going to be in Brooklyn. It's going to be downtown Brooklyn. And then I'm going to do another $1,000 for the girls that feel that they are masters, whether you're a statement, a star, or a legend, or icon, for another $1,000.
Wow, okay.
So let me make sure I get this straight. You're going to have – hold on, Johnny. So what you're saying is you're going to have a category for $1,000 for the people that we're giving you in the list.
Yes. I'm going to have the category for the people that y'all giving me on the list for $1,000, and then I'm going to have another list, and it's going to be open to all performance, and it's going to be for the girls that feel that they have mastered their performance for another $1,000.
So I'm going to be honest with you. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. That's because I'm walking both, because, bitch, there's no way in the hell, bitch. I don't give a fuck if I'm on the list or not, because half of them bitches I've taught. So, bitch, there's no way the professor of master will be perched. But if I do win, I don't want the money.
Why wouldn't she just add the people who she feels? If Kelly's going to throw the ball.
I don't want to offend nobody, and I don't want nobody to think that it's some type of way and that it's a setup for these type of person and everything. So I'm going to just do it. I'm going to do the list and the category that they gave me, and then I'm going to do my other category for $1,000, because I don't want nobody to feel some type of way, because it wasn't just Naomi's name that I brought up. I also brought up Sanaya's name. I also brought up Letitia's name, Alyssa's name, all of these other names, Roxy and all of these other girls. So I don't want nobody to think it's just about my child that I'm sitting here having this discussion over, because I brought up a whole bunch of other ladies' names that I think should have been on the list also.
Yeah, but when somebody says something about Naomi's name, you go up an octave or two.
Well, when y'all speaking about a cat,
that's when it's shade. You don't take anybody off the list, but if you feel there's bitches that's not on there that should be, add them. But don't come talk about.
If I feel that there's people on there that's not on the list that I should add onto the list, the girls that's on the list feel that they're not gonna come out and play because I added girls to the list.
I'm gonna really be honest with you, and I'm gonna keep this funky, but I really felt that even if I'm on the list or not, but automatically I don't give a damn how long it would have took y'all to reach these girls, but anybody that's named after a record like Letitia Da Ha, the Cuban Pete, and I can go on and on these people that have names under songs alone should have definitely have been on that list. And there's no shade towards none of y'all. I mean, I like
think it's since there's so much controversy, since there's so much controversy with this category and the girls not being in the group and everything, you know what I think we should actually do? We should actually keep the category. We should actually keep the category at $2,000, and we should have a team of 12. The Masters come out with their team, and then I'll pick somebody else to come out on the other team with their girls that they feel are Masters, and we have the, and it'd be Rumble style. What do your Masters think about that?
That's not going to happen.
Why not?
I don't understand what's the problem with.
Well, ask your Masters. Ask your Masters.
Let me make something. Hold on, Johnny. Let me say something. Let me make something straight. Just like when I spoke to you, Kelly, and Nicole on a separate occasion on the regular line, I told both of y'all I felt the category should be all the Masters, Femme Queen, Butch Queens, our names are in a hat, and anybody, star statement, whatever, could come pull a name out the hat, and whatever Master you pick, you battle, and then we see who's the last one standing.
But
my
how are you a Master, a star in a statement?
No, Kool-Aid. All of the girls that's in the Masters of Vogue that was going to come out that night and walk, all they made was going to be in a hat. And that would be all the Masters that they feel are Masters in their group. Anybody that was statement stars or legend can come and pick a name out of a hat, and they have to battle one of those Masters.
Right.
Tamara, that's the one, Tamara, one of the options Tamara threw out. But the other girl on Tamara's team didn't want to do that.
Right, and
they
I always said that, and I don't blame them. Please don't ever
that.
Think I'm pressed about battling anybody.
And that's the thing.
I'm in shape, but I can get back in it, and I still got it. I'm not worried about
shade,
that.
But no shade. I can agree with that. I wouldn't do it either. Like I said, you got half of them on DVD, Cuddy. That's voguing out of breath. They can't keep up. So it's no shade.
But listen, that's not the reason why they don't want to vote. The reason why the girls don't want to battle the new girls, it has nothing to do with being scared. It has nothing to do with feeling that they're going to get eight or turn or whatever. Right now, mostly everybody's a legend anyway. So that has nothing to do with statuses. The fact of the matter is you have somebody like me and Deja who we want to rekindle the old moments when we first battled for the $1,000 at the motherfucking awards ball when they had it for the first time for $1,000. We don't want to go out there and battle these new girls with all their shit and what they doing. We want to battle and rekindle our own moments.
You want to know why I disagree?
Why?
And I'm going to keep it funky. Half of y'all that be doing these battles don't even give nobody a show. It'd be so boring, and it'd be so tired. It's no shade. How the hell did y'all think that y'all became who y'all became? Y'all battled legends when y'all was new girls. How you think I became who I became? I didn't battle just a new girl. I picked anybody and was unbothered. And I'm going to be honest with you, to this day, I have not changed. If a new girl wins over me, it's rah-rah. I feel like this, when you're a legend and you're an icon, you have already done it to the point that the only person that you should be battling is yourself. And when you're out there, it's just fun. Because I'm going to be honest with you.
Do you understand and respect that we don't have interest?
But y'all don't do nothing anyway.
Okay, but we don't battle each other. When is the last time you seen me and Deja battle? When is the last time you seen me and Johnny's battle?
You're not understanding what I'm saying. Hold on, stop cutting me off. What I'm saying is that, let's say if I did call you and Deja, it's no shame. One of y'all is not going to give 100%. Y'all going to give a hug. It's going to be cute for a little minute, and then that's it. It ain't going to be like how it start off, like, yes. Listen, it's no shade. How many times, Ashley, at the Icon Ball always had that category, and none of y'all are pumped? Y'all had moments to do these categories.
But this is where it goes into,
like how I said before about single categories. We give y'all the categories, y'all beg, y'all plead, y'all complain, y'all bitch. As soon as we give y'all the categories, nobody pops out. And then if you do pop out, about, one is giving, oh, my shoe. Then the other one is giving, oh, my dress. Then the other one is giving, oh, my skirt. It's like y'all are so boring. Whatever happened to you, it shouldn't have to be this night. Whatever happened to you, I'm popping up anyway just to come.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on, because we have a whole bunch of callers.
That's a moment.
Y'all got red. 901-310. You're live on the air on the recap show. 901-310. You're live on the air. Okay. The next caller we have is 347-652. You're live on the air. 347-650. You're live on the air.
650, that's me.
Everybody fell asleep. Y'all talking about this boring.
Okay. Hold on. We got another caller. 347-652. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, baby. Who is my speaker with?
This is the new legend, Foxy Malone. Hello, everyone. Auntie, mother, Chinese, Panera.
What's going
What's the deal? I just wanted to say one thing. Like, I feel like everyone is taking the Masters of Vogue and bringing it to a negative place. First of all, when
please
Porny
don't
created
beat
the
dead horse.
Excuse me? No, I need to say this really quick. I feel like it's being brought out of proportion. This is one man's opinion on who he feels is a master of Vogue. Me, per se, hey. I respect the art of Vogue altogether. You understand? Laomi is my sister. I do feel like she should be in that group. I feel like Cassandra's a master of Vogue, but it's not my opinion. You understand? The reason why I'm blown is because you're making it seem like the whole... Nicole, what happened?
Really? So, not to interrupt you, but so y'all all are part of a room where y'all all have an opinion about that's pretty much the same thing. And so Kelly's right, then it is shade. Because if everyone in the group y'all love and y'all fear and y'all loyal to each other and they're fair and all this other stuff, and y'all all have a neutral opinion that, you know, that there are some people that should be there, and one person is stopping that rain, and y'all basically saying it's okay.
It's not one person. It's a consensus.
Yeah.
It was more than one person. Cassandra was not ready to come to the room. Me personally, I live for Cassandra. I live for her Vogue. I think she should be in the room. But it's other people, a consensus, that feel that she should not
be
in the room as of yet.
I'm going to be honest with you. That's what you call you can't take. And I'm going to be honest with you. Hold on. And I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm going to keep it funky. It's a lot of bitches that was my rivals, and it was a lot of bitches I did not see. And to this day, I don't see it. But I would never, ever take what I know from them. So to be honest with you, that is a personal thing. It's no shame. Tim Princess, everybody knows that me and Tim goes at it for years. Tim does not see me, and I definitely does not see him. But that is when we're on the floor. Alvernia is another one that don't see me, and I don't see him. But at the end of the day, respect is what respect is. When
again,
it comes down to the
element,
Calvin,
it has nothing to do with it has nothing to do with her respect and her performance.
Can I say something? That's what
Ms. Cassandra,
we were saying.
Cassandra,
not
in that group.
Listen, it's also this. I said before, every master that's supposed to be a master of Vogue per se is not in that group. Now that group is not just about the masters of Vogue in general. This is a Facebook group. It's about mature people who are talking and, you know, interacting and stuff like that. That's as far as that group goes. But that's what I was saying. When you take it to a ball, now what Kelly should have done or whoever's going to do it, now is the time where you say, let's add all those extra people who are supposed to be, who are masters of Vogue. Then
what
you do that. But as far as that Facebook group
you...
goes, a lot of bitches are not in there because they fucking immature. They don't know how to fucking speak. They act stupid. Whatever it is, it's not just about the Vogue in the group. And the Facebook group.
But, see, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying I'm not saying add these girls to the group. I'm saying out of respect for what these girls have done on the floor, because these girls are the era of performance. Yes, y'all girls have paved the way. Y'all girls have done y'all motherfucking shit.
In
we can't take nothing from y'all. But when y'all girls come out now, and it's no shade to none of y'all, y'all girls do not give me what I used to. Let me tell you something.
Exactly.
When I was a bitch queen, y'all girls was already girls, Miss Day. I used to be up on the side going up to you girls, Miss Day. You girls don't give me that anymore. Now we're talking
about
the girls that are now the new masters of of this category. Out of respect for those girls, you don't have to add them to your group, but those girls' names should have still been on that list.
Exactly.
And that's the only thing I'm saying.
That's what I'm talking about. And this is what I'm talking about. I don't want to see. That's like if Foxy get up there, bitch, and they give up me Foxy and this person. And I'm like, yes, bitch. I'm thinking like it's going to be like back in the day. Just, yeah. And then it's like Miss Foxy going off it. Like, prime example, my ball. When Ashley and Sanaya battled, they was just in the chair. Ashley was mm-hmm. like, bitch, come on. Like, what's going on, Sanaya, girl? You know, Sanaya was like, and then all of a sudden, bitch, they just took off. Y'all, half of y'all don't get that. It's no shame. Keep doing production. And that's it. Because at end of the day, when it comes down to it, what I'm looking for how it used to be, bitch. You didn't have to call out a girl. You didn't have to pull this one. If Miss Foxy came out, bitch, the next bitch was coming with no hands down. It ain't no motherfucking hugs and all that growth and stuff. And bitch, when you on the floor, bitch, you is not supposed to see, and that is the performance you is supposed to give. I don't want to see Tamara jumping up and down. Hold on. Hold on, let me finish. I don't want to see Tamara going off and her shoe is off and she's still going in and got this other girl giving Lottie Dog. This is where the disrespect comes in with the new girls. And then you want to know why the new girls don't got their own thing. It's because, no shame, it's either half of y'all have stopped walking for your reasons, and I respect it, but it's like when y'all do the comebacks, it'd be like you're doing Virgin Bow.
Okay, hold on. We have another caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
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 Hello there.
I want to know if Janice can name five of her memorable moments, and I want to know why she's obsessed with Laomi. What is that about?
Are you insane?
Don't even respond.
This is a fucking nightmare. Are you crazy?
Okay, hold on. We have
next caller.
Hold on. We have another caller. The next caller is 215-616. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello.
Yes, you're live on the air.
Yeah, I'm Bop, bitches.
Oh, Miss London.
It's me,
Lord. Oh, Miss London, how are you doing?
Yeah, I got tired of hearing about the little rubbish about the senior citizens of Vogue. And my ears hurt because everyone yelling on the phone sound like a bunch of wild wolves mating in the forest.
Oh, my God.
Now, are you guys ready for a cup of tea?
Okay, well, what's your cup of tea, honey?
Okay. I know why everyone is leaving the house of Balenciaga.
Why is that?
It's because Haru is taking up all the space.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is a fucking key, honey. Any more tea, darling?
Hello, everyone.
Nicole, you need that.
And you know we call the drugs.
Excuse
me. You know we call the drugs in London.
What do y'all call the drugs in London, darling?
We call them Webby.
This show is called Tins and Tops, right?
Hey, I don't know. This thing is, and she just been chopped. You never knew
Thank
about
you.
Webby, bitch. They
Thank
never
you.
Had.
Get
they
out of here,
they didn't play DuckTales in London, Miss Thing. TV wasn't created good there. You crick. Okay, get up off this line.
Okay.
I am not looking to hear you,
next
London.
Caller.
You know that I don't
next
see your
caller.
App
you
and your ornament voice
you
and nothing.
Next caller.
Like a wild rock
next
wall
caller.
The other day.
Next caller.
And you are
next
a
caller.
Rock, bitch, that needs to bang yourself in the head.
Yeah, next caller.
Who's not saying next caller? It's
next
Janice.
Next caller.
Is that Janice?
Next caller.
Sound like a wild monkey on
next
Survivor.
Next caller. You sound
Hello.
Like a wild monkey.
Hello.
Oh, you sound like a wild monkey. Next caller.
Oh, no, you can't right. take me.
Next
you
caller.
You even
next
I don't need to calm down. Let London, like London, if you have anything, you have anybody
Hello.
Else up here you would like
Is
to
she
insult.
Even a host?
Yes, do you have anybody else, myself, or anything? Come on, London. Come on, we got callers.
London.
You can go ahead with your little show. Okay?
I'm sure.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Ms.
Next caller.
What's your name?
I want some drugs.
Mm.
Thank you, Ms. Brother, for calling in. Call back in if you got anything else to say. I'm the caller on your live on the air on the recap show.
Hello?
Yes.
What's up, Kelly?
What's going on, Kurt? How you doing?
I'm fine. I just want to comment.
Calling. Go ahead.
Who is with any, like, with letting woman says, a lot of people are tired of spending money. Personally, I spent money to come see
what they call self-performance.
And what happens is,
whoever your mic is open and you're talking about selfing or whatever you're doing, you're going to expose yourself. Mute your phone.
Hello?
What happened?
With these legendary level performance category, it's dry. You got people walking away, it's boring, we leave. Y'all sit on these forums and these blogs and y'all read this one, y'all talk about y'all coming out, y'all doing this, and y'all don't come out.
Well, I think that's what I think the whole thing is. I think it's very unfair to everyone. Check the calls, Kelly, and see if anybody's calling, because I just got a couple of calls from the Real Masters. But
I think that's one of the biggest
problems, and it's unfair. And Selvin said something, Tamara, to what you say. We've seen you in Deja Vogue before.
And what was our original conversation, Nicole?
But I understand that.
If y'all don't want to see us old, tired, whatever, go.
Hi, I think that another person that should be on there is Marquise Revlon. And
Marquise is on the list. I just never got down to his name.
Okay, and I want to say, Janice, how many times did Mika slay you without breaking a sweat?
Once. And I slayed her twice. What?
Many times. Like, Laomi slayed you without breaking a sweat. Laomi slayed you without breaking a sweat.
Laomi did not slay me, sweetheart.
Janice.
Okay,
Janice. Okay.
Yeah, hold on. The next caller is 215-616. You're live on the air.
Kelly, I don't like to be put on hold.
Oh, my God.
Okay, and now I have a question for you. Are you walking to Coletta?
Yes, I'm walking to Coletta.
Okay, I have a movie for you to walk.
Yes.
You should walk Monsters, Inc. You know the blue monsters from Monster, Inc. To be the little monster.
Please get this bitch up off this phone, please.
Oh my God. And was there a Tupperware party in Chicago?
Oh, and they said Baka had a Tupperware party at her bar.
Oh my God. I'm sorry?
Oh my God.
Marco gave away four sandwiches at the Tupperware bowl at the ball.
What?
Oh, Mom. Bloody.
Are you coming to Coletta?
Yeah, I'm coming to Coletta. I want to speak to the owner of the Coletta. The creator.
Oh, you want to speak to the owner of the Coletta?
Yeah, the creator.
Oh. I don't know if she's on the phone lines, honey, right now, honey. I have to see if she's on the line, honey. But I don't know if she wants to speak with you.
Okay. I really don't care.
Well, you have to care. She's probably the owner of the Coletta.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna place you back on hold, Miss London and the Coletti. Thank you, buddy. That's our conversation. We have no more callers. I went through all the callers now.
Mm-hmm. So, Hassan, you came to the line. What's up? How are you? I noticed that you have been in the room, and you're in lots of rooms. This is Nicole. How's everything? So you have heard the conversation. What's up?
Kevin Prodigy wants to know if he's still on the line.
Well, we can unmute you, Kevin.
Kevin is still on the line. Kevin is still there.
Okay.
Kevin ain't going to play tight. I heard my name mentioned and stuff, so, you know, I thought I'd call in and find out what's going on.
What did you hear about your name that someone said that you wasn't the master?
Well, I was a master. I was on the blueprint list, but I heard it was a big controversy about the white part of the list, as far as Ivernian and them in the 80s. I don't think they was in the 80s, but I could vouch to say that they was in the 90s. As far as myself, I was in the 90s. The point that I really want to make is that I think Pony went off on his own opinion, like Foxy explained it and stuff, and I don't think he took it as shade to anybody, because, like, I'm one of the people who fought for Cassandra to get in as well, because I think that Cassandra's a master, but people didn't agree with that, and it didn't happen. I think the thing with Naomi, I'm not sure what happened. She was in the room, and then that little altercation happened, and she was out. I don't think it should be taken out of that text to be that serious, because they all are masters to me in my eyes. Just like as well as like Selvin, you know what I'm saying? Ashley, Tanaya. But I think those are people that Pony couldn't get in contact with off of Facebook to join the role.
Right.
So.
But at the end of the day, I don't care what nobody tell me, it's no shade. Miss Cassandra has taken this to another galaxy. It's no shade, and the gag is that you know who is the next bitch. And if I can go down the list from going down from Mystery to
please
Tony,
don't please don't
to Deshaun. Don't disrespect me, girlfriend.
And Kevin, you know what,
to Deshaun, and the list is like, you know who is the master.
Cassandra and Naomi should definitely be on that list at 8-ball.
I'm not even talking about Naomi, because at the end of the day, you know when you're a master is when bitches is doing your moves, bitch, and it is what it is. And that's just point blank. I understand that's what Pony is giving, and I'm not disrespecting, because that is my personal child. But at the end of the day, a master to me is when everybody is doing your moves, bitch, and you are the creator of that.
Exactly.
You have mastered that. That is really a master. And it's no shame, Miss Cassandra. I don't know what's going on with that, but she definitely was supposed to have been on it. Even if you like
that. Well, I think personally, not to cut you off, Seven, but I think they ain't finished the list. But when Kelly had exposed the room, everything had got, like, a little out of hand, and it was just going in all types of places and all types of directions. But it was, you know, it was supposed to be in a positive – it was supposed to have a positive impact to come back out, for all the masters to come back out. But I think when Kelly got involved, I think it went to a different level and a different degree.
Right.
So everybody was having their opinion.
Hold on. I was not trying to – close the room.
Well, I think they should have kept the years out of it, if you ask me.
Hold on. I was not trying to expose the room in that type of way. Hold on. Let me finish. I was not trying to expose the room in that type of way, and I was not trying to make it out of something negative. I was trying to bring this room to the front and bring it to the light and get these girls back up on the floor. That's why I was doing the category and wanted to do the category, because the girls talk about it's never categories for legends. It's never categories for this. It's never categories for Femme Queen, legendary performance in this. So that's why I expose the room and bring it to the light. It's not just your room I expose. I expose the rooms with the Twitch room. I expose Miss Irene's room, Miss Thing's sex room, with all him and all these sex pictures and laying on the tubs with children and all types of things. It's not just your room. I expose every room. I'm a part of all of these rooms, Miss Thing, whether the girls like it or not. I'm going to get
Kelly,
my teeth.
Kelly, no, all I'm not saying is like, your fault. He's saying that in the process of you exposing it, that's what happened. That was coming off
that's
from
when
a negative
all went
place.
In different directions.
And the
yeah,
intention
exactly.
is being switched now because y'all are making it seem like we all as a group don't see these people all as a group. I'm a part
right.
of the new generation too. You understand? So who am I to say I don't see Cassandra when or Laomi or whoever? Like we respect Vogue all together, but at the end of the day, this is one person's opinion of Masters
mm-hmm.
of Vogue, which is supposed to be a
right.
Facebook room. That's the whole point that y'all are missing.
Okay,
no,
hold
we
on.
Got that.
I ain't missed nothing because your claims that I disagreed. I mean,
I hold on
to
say because she keeps
on
the one, and I got to go back to Miss London. You're live on the air again.
Oh my God.
Hello,
Kelly. I just want to say this rubbish about a senior citizen and voting
oh
is too much right now. It's boring. It's a bit draining.
Well, do you have something that bring the callers on? Because nobody's pressing one and nobody's chasing the topic by anything they
yes.
says. Nobody's calling but the Masters. I mean,
well
the,
Selvin did a good job.
Name.
I thought about Selvin doing a good job last night, too, as well.
Nicole keeps
throwing
shade. I'm not.
Don't
you're not the keep that I'm keep throwing shade. And they know it's shade. Yes, it is shade because I was coming from a different place in my heart with it. I thought that we would have a fun, you know, collective conversation. And now I don't see you, London, but I'm with London. A bunch of senior citizens sitting back in the fucking room ordering around what they should do and what they're not going to do. When we all was on the floor at one time, we all sat there and had to go up the stairs or up some type of ladder to get to where we know. How dare y'all people sit around and act like that somebody is, y'all are bigger than somebody or y'all can't, y'all
well,
not
well,
good enough to vote.
Apply,
y'all got nerve.
Right, because I'm not old, number one. I'm not old.
Oh,
I've been, I'm a part of the new generation as well.
Well, I mean, if the shoe
it's
fit,
it's funny how people,
wear
people
it.
Are not in the group are saying
what's
going on.
What size is the shoe?
Are you
wait, y'all,
good.
listen to this, because this is really crazy. If y'all want a Master of Vogue group, why y'all don't just start your own Facebook group of that? Start your own
Thank
Facebook
you.
Group.
What mayor of wait a minute, London. Hold up, mayor of Chicago.
No,
where
I'm the governor. I'm the governor. But it really is getting boring for real, going back and forth, and it does sound like you guys are hating. It really
well,
does.
Wait, who are you saying that are hating? Who are you saying? No, but I'll say this.
Okay. Selvin, I love you down. You didn't even know about the group until when you found out about it, you just instantly got upset.
Now let me
now
let me
finish. Now I finish though, because she'll all go down the line. Please go ahead.
No. She's gonna go down the line. She started with me. Selvin's going to respond. Selvin's not upset about anything because, like I said, I'm an icon. So there's nothing for me to be bitter. And if you heard what I said I was just kikiing. And if you heard what Tamara said, she said I disrespect. What you said I did? Because you said you sent the request to me and I paid it twice. So at the end of the day, like I
say
said, I'm always the underdog. I'm not friendly with nobody. Even Hassan is on the phone. Hassan would even tell you, Tayana, like I said, and I say it again, when it comes down to me, I have done it all professionally. Let me finish. Half of them people that was on that list, I have taught. Half of them people that's on that list, I have battled. And when it comes to the whole list, I've won over. So Selma's never bitter of anything.
You ain't went over the whole list, girl.
Work,
you
Kevin.
Went over the whole list, girl. Thank you.
Kevin,
you,
Kevin
guys? You guys seem very
bitter. Where, Kevin? Wait a minute.
Okay,
Kevin,
Governor,
Kevin,
I want to know how... Governor, I want to know how are
what
we seeming to be pressed when we're just trying to get a category that is collectively with everybody, including the people that...
No, but what y'all not understanding, not to keep cutting you off, Nicole, what you're not understanding is they did miss people on there, you know what I'm saying? They did miss people on there, but you guys...
Well, if you're a master, you ain't supposed to miss nothing. If
well, I'm
master,
not talking about their list. I'm not talking about their list. I'm talking about the fact that they want to perform, that they don't want to perform with everyone. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
who they
that's
decide
what I'm
on their list
about.
And with their list and who they decide, I think that's a people opinion. We know who are real masters of the category. We know who should have been there. We're talking about the list and the people that they... I
Kelly,
mean, and them participating.
Yeah, who they want to tag
that
up
with.
That's my beef. My beef is who they want to tag up with. It's no shit. Well, thank
God. What's
very
caddy? Who said caddy?
For you. Nikki.
Just like it's no shade to Matt. It's just like it's no shade to Tiana. That's like Kevin on me, and I'm gonna put it out there, and I'm gonna put it on blast. As many times that he has called me out, I've always came to Chicago and battled him. And there's no disrespect to him. Will I come out now? No. The reason why, he's not going to give me a battle. I don't want to do it no more. I'm not going to waste my time. I'd rather waste my time on Brian Balenciaga, who's going to give me flips and cartwheels and do everything he got to do because I'm a threat. You know what I'm saying? That's like Jamal. Right. That's like Jawan. That's like Hassan. And the list goes on. I'm not coming all the way to Chicago to
I
get
heard you
my
always
coming all the way out my way. Always. But
what did London
want
to say? London, your question?
London?
Yeah. Nikki?
Yeah.
Why don't you like me?
Why don't I like you? No, it's not about that. Why don't I like you? I think that you have a kick out of you're brought to the show to insult people and sometimes in the most intimate of conversations, and I don't agree with that.
I just called the show to speak my mind.
I mean, and you are entitled to speak your mind, but depending on what we're talking about, we're not looking to hear what you're thinking about.
What's on your mind now?
Do you have a question for me, Hope?
Yeah, I do have a question for you. Do you think that the Masters of Vogue should get as much rules and regulations that they are asking for?
At the end of the day.
Because at the end of the day.
At the
yes,
end of
the
motherfucking day.
Well, I just thought it was all supposed to be fun and shit.
I think it is,
and
that's what it's supposed to be.
It's about the
fun
of it. I'm a person that's about fun. I've always been in it. For the fun.
It's still
going to
be fun
because
after this phone call is over, the masses going to get back in our masses of our group and we're going to kiki about all of this.
Even when the balls are going on.
But just like I said, I'm not even thinking about it. I'm just thinking about the battles that y'all are picking. I'm just looking for it. I don't want to be like, ooh, and I'm like, oh, child.
Tamara, I mean, governor. Where's the governor?
I'm here, sweetie.
Is there any masters in Chicago that you think that they forgot about?
At the end of the day, the masters is going to go back in their room and they're going to finish having their conversation and I'm going to continue to get my tea.
Kelly, how about this? Since you got access to all these rooms and stuff, like you said, how about why don't you just make a comment and just let it be known like that?
I'm not going to make a comment because then if I make a comment, then y'all also going to know who I am and then I'm not going to get my E mistakes. So I'm never going to make a comment. Okay?
I mean,
we will open up the category, baby. You have to tell us who the bitch is that your spy, who is your spy, how are you getting into
right.
our room? We will all come to the ball, and we will battle whoever you think you want us to battle, baby.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I'm going to let y'all know this, and I'm going to keep it 100% with y'all, right?
Right.
Y'all open up the category and all of y'all come to the ball, I swear to my dead grandmother, Barbara Dolores Hunter, may she rest in peace, 8.5 years. Y'all all at the ball, mistake. I'll get on the mic and I'll tell y'all exactly who it is.
Oh, no,
you
got to pay. You gotta pay me before.
I know who the mole is.
You
got to
pay me before we play, darling. I know who the mole is.
Y'all don't have to pay. Y'all just have to be there.
Hold on.
Show up. Show up to the ball.
Hold on. You want to tell us at the ball before the category starts, baby. No shit.
Okay, I will tell y'all before the category starts.
And Kool-Aid,
and Nicole, and anybody else that knows my word to my grandmother is the only thing that I have in this world. And I will tell y'all.
But my thing is, why do we have to wait? Why can't you tell us now? You're a real bitch. You've been bragging about how you're a real bitch
is
all
that
night.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to tell y'all that. I'm going to tell y'all at the function. I swear to y'all. I'll tell y'all. I'll put the bitch on blast.
I know who the mole is.
I know who the mole is, too. I know who your mole is in every room.
Or whoever was just about to tell the tea, they just got
spoken. I'm the fucking mole.
Yeah.
Oh, you just got the voice back together. Oh, I'm spooky. Okay.
Nicole,
I love London.
Uh-huh.
Nicole,
I know you do.
Can I ask a question real quick?
I love who London is, too.
Go ahead. Your question.
Who's London?
Everybody
want to
know.
Who's me?
Okay,
who's Lordia?
You feel like the girls is old and they tired and they don't want these girls, right? Can you at least give me three battles that you would want to see between the old and the new bitch, if you feel that way? Like, specifically, if you really had your choice, and these bitches are definitely something out on the floor.
Oh,
you
wow.
See?
You know what? I'm going to be honest, because when we're talking about today and the new girls of today, and this is why it's shade, y'all. Y'all about to gag. Because I'm honestly going to say, not taking away from, let me double check. Let me, you know, okay. All right, there's three. But, and we're not talking about legends. We're not talking about legends, right? We're just talking about, and as
old. Oh, while you check your list and get your facts together, I'm going to give you my three battles that I want to see. The first battle I want to see me and B versus Laomi. My second battle that I want to see, Pony versus Cassandra.
Wait, and my third battle, your third battle, Kello, I want to see
I want to see Justin Khan versus Deshaun Evisu.
Yeah. Well, my first battle would be Kevin Prodigy and Marquise Revlon.
Wow, good.
That
like
would
that
be
one.
My first
good. I like
battle.
That
they just battled in DC,
and that's why I got my life.
Who the other two? What's the other two?
Before you guys have the category, can you make sure you have an ambulance outside?
Oh, shit, yeah. Who's the other two?
My second battle would be Charles Khan. Oh, I forgot she's not a Khan no more.
You forgot? Christian.
Yeah, that quick. Christian, right. That's and I wasn't being shady.
Jordan, whenever you're ready, I'm going to call you a cab.
Who are you going to call a cab, Tashawn?
My daughter's here chilling with me, and we getting high, smoking a blunt, you know.
I didn't even know that you was on this phone. That's kind of funny. But go ahead, Salvin. I'm sorry.
Who's on the phone?
Tashawn and a whole new group. I guess that's London. Go ahead, Salvin.
No, it's not London. I don't know nobody named Tom.
They're with me, so it couldn't be me. It's only the girl.
Go ahead, finish, Salvin.
Wait, my
yeah,
son
can I enter my battle,
no
please?
Stars and who? Nicole.
I want to see Kelly and Joynice with butts and chains.
Wait, can we add anybody from Chicago?
What did she just say?
Berlin is on the list and Milan. Berlin and Milan on the list.
All right. Well, I think that the girls that I would like to see battle all the Butch Queens. You got the Femme Queens. If y'all say, I like the way Tamara separated it and said the Butch Queens are going one hat and the Femme Queens are going one hat. There's a lot of statements and stars that y'all would have to get over. Like, I think Cassandra, I would like to see battle the Butch Queen Vogue Femmes. I would like to see Justin. I like to see Little James. I would even like to see some of the Vogue Femmes. Maybe I like to see Deshaun Mizrahi. I like to see a couple of, it's not a lot of them. I think, you know, I understand it's not a lot of them that will actually can spice up a thing with y'all as far as today, but there are a few, and I don't think that y'all should be given, oh, we just want to battle each other, and we don't want to give these other girls an opportunity to get in the game. That's fucked up.
Okay.
So my third battle, I would love to see Miss Foxy and Jamel. Go
ooh,
at it.
Ooh. That's cute. That's cute.
Charles,
but you know, I would miss.
Because the girls in the chat room is throwing out a name, and they said they want to see a three-way battle. They said they want to see Laomi versus Mika versus Tamara. They also said they want to see Milan versus Ronaldo. Hold on, let me see who else they named. They said, who else did let me see? They said Berlin versus Ronaldo also. in the chat room, and these are coming names are coming from the chat room, and they said they want to see Milan versus Raven in the chat room.
Okay, so let me just quick, let me play devil's advocate. Because since you say so bad that you want their names on the group, do you want to have Laomi and Cassandra in the Masters in the hats with us battling these other girls?
Let's make it hot.
Even though I know the battle wouldn't happen, but I would have loved to see Shania and Naomi go at it.
Are you picking out of the hat? To be honest with you,
I wouldn't even need to be picking anything because I would tap a bitch on who I want.
Right.
Oh, that's old school. Wait, back to what Sean said earlier.
Yeah,
let me say something.
I want to tap you and get to the point.
Okay, to what Sean said earlier, I want to...
Oh,
yeah, well, definitely, bitch, of course. I want to ask a contest to what Tashawn said. This is very important to the Masters.
Yeah.
What I can understand is that Vogue has changed today, and there are some people who like one way of Vogue, and there are some people who may like the old-fashioned
way.
I think Tashawn stated something, and I said this earlier. It is very important to put the judges that are very neutral or that also have some favoritism to the way, you know, the slower girls Vogue or the older girls.
To make that fair, y'all are going to pick four judges, we pick four judges, and then we have a...
Let me tell you something, right?
I already want five judges, and I'm going to be honest with y'all with the judges I want. I want Tony. I want the icon Tony Revlon on the panel.
Okay, we agree.
I want the icon Andre Mizrahi on the panel.
We agree.
Icon Stuart Ebony on the panel.
I agree.
I want the icon Ashley Icon on the panel. And I also... Y'all don't see Ashley?
No.
I don't think he's a fair judge. Hold on. If Andre's not walking, then I'm not walking. Okay. Since y'all don't see Ashley, I'll pick James and Kool-Aid on the panel. I want five judges, and I want them to all be icons.
Well, you only named four.
No, I said Andre,
uh-huh.
I said Stewart, I said Tony, I said James,
okay.
And I said Kool-Aid.
I'm fine with that panel.
That works for me.
And if we can't, hold on. And if we can't get Stewart to come to the ball, we could definitely use the icon R.R. Chanel.
You could get Stewart before you could get her.
Right.
Hello, this is for European performance.
So when is this
so I can tell Stuart? It's going to be the Saturday after Thanksgiving, November 26th. It's going to be in Brooklyn. The Masters just sent me the flyer, but now all of this stuff is being thrown around and all types of things. What are we going to do? Are we going to keep it the same, or are we going to change it?
So what are we doing? Are we doing the pulling the names out of the hat, or, like, what are we doing?
It depends. I mean, are we going to put all those names on that list in the hat, or are we going to put the Masters on that list in the hat?
What we can do is Kelly, Nicole, Tony, and Kevin. We can collaborate on a list of who we think the Masters are, and we can go from there.
Y'all can do that. Y'all can put the names in the list. I think you guys should do a poll in the ballroom group, and let everybody decide. Because the old girls are going to pick the old girls. They're not going to pick none of the new girls. And the new girls
it's not going like that. All the old girls and all the masters of Vogue that's in the room that's going to come out that night is going to put their name in a hat, and any statement star legend can come and pick out the hat, and that's the person they have to battle. It's the luck of the draw.
And
if there's at least one master standing after all the girls are done, the masters get the coins, right?
No. I don't see that, because then you're going to battle, like, you can battle any dirt bomb that's from, you know, like, some child that just came out yesterday. I think you should pick 10 people that you think are masters.
Amen. I'm with Kevin. I'm with, yes, Kelly.
Right.
Yes. Yes, Kelly. I think that would be bad. I think for everyone to cut, everybody's too many opinions are going to cause a big controversy. Who we actually consider the real masters? Listen, like Kevin said, trend setting their category, taking it to another level. They are doing what you're doing. So if you are a master in the Masters of Vogue room and you are not picked, yes, that is the reason why. We would like to see for that.
All the old girls battle each other, and that last old girl
is not
going to
win.
Wait, say that question again, Salvin.
I definitely know they don't want Cassandra. They don't want Cassandra's name in the hat. So I definitely do agree with Kevin. I will pick 10 to 12 girls that I feel. Since y'all pick who y'all feel are masters, I'll pick 10 to 12 girls that I feel are masters.
Exactly.
And those ten or twelve girls can come and pick out the hat, and they'll battle anybody
right.
they pick out the hat.
That's perfect.
I agree with that. That's perfect.
Okay, and it's nothing else to be said. It's nothing else to be said. It's done, and the flyer will definitely be out.
Okay, so wait, do we have an agreement? Everybody, Kevin, Masters, I want a roll call. Kevin, we have an
agreement. And the agreement is that we will get the name of the mole prior to us voguing.
Oh, yeah, y'all get the name. Y'all definitely get the name of the mole. I'll definitely give y'all that. I'll definitely put it on black.
Okay. So Kevin, you agree? Kevin, you agree?
You have me in agreement now, but I have to talk it over with Pony also.
Okay, Hassan, do you agree?
I'm semi. All the founders in that group.
Tamara, do you agree?
I'm semi too. No shade.
Hold on, Hassan. Cassandra's name does not have to be in that hat. Cassandra's name is going to be on the other list.
I think Cassandra's name should be in that hat. I think Laomi's name should be in that hat. Because this is about a ball. This is not about the room anymore. It's about the Masters of Vogue and a ball. And we just said before two
master.
Different things.
You never know. My name might be on the other list, and I might come and pick a master out.
Now, you wouldn't want to waste the time now, would you?
Well, there's a lot of all-way masters in that room, and a lot of them that didn't win.
If it's a person name that's not on the list, that's not on the master's list in that hat, somebody that's a master still could walk against that master, that's what you're saying?
Who, me? No, what I asked was I thought it was going to be the new girls and the old girls. So I thought all the old girls was going to battle themselves and one old girl standing, and all the new girls' masters was going to battle and one new girl standing after that.
I thought the whole idea was to bring all the people that was on that list out, period. That was the whole idea, right?
Bring them all out. Everybody. Let me tell you something. I'm doing this, and I don't want anybody to think that I'm being fierce or I'm being shady. I'm doing this to get the girls out.
Just doing that.
I'm tired of all the girls only seeing the old girls on YouTube or seeing the old tape of them. I want to see the girls out on the floor. I want these girls to have a motherfucking never memorable moment that these girls know. Oh, bitch, that's what they used to do back in the day. That's how they used to come. I want the girls to have fun with the category.
Well, I need Angel Herrera and Berlin Amor on the floor, don't you? Come on, girl.
I like the idea that we come up with right there that we just said, because it gives everybody a chance. It gives the girls who feel like they should be masters or whatever, they feel like they were overlooked or whatever it may be, will come and eat that bitch then. You know, that way it's a battle. It makes it
right.
High.
Tyana. You tell Miss Berlin, and you tell Miss Angel. Is Miss Angel Herrera again?
No, she's a prodigy.
Oh, okay. Well, you tell Miss Angel. Well, look, because I don't know. I haven't been to Chicago in a minute. That's the shame. But anyway, I need my two nieces from Chicago to storm, honey. I need them to storm. Somebody has
well,
a little nice
down
door.
Here right now. It's her birthday. Oh, happy birthday, Shelvin.
My birthday's tomorrow.
Okay.
Today is Dante. Today is Dante's birthday.
How old you want to be? 13?
Well, let me tell y'all.
I'll be 39.
Hold on, honey. Because I really, let me tell y'all something. I had fun with y'all tonight, and I just looked up at the motherfucking time. And I need to go to sleep before I miss my motherfucking flight, honey. My flight is at 8 o'clock in the morning, honey. So, girls, I don't tell the girls where I'm going, mistake, honey. Just know I'll be in the theater near some girls real soon, mistake. You don't know where I'm going to be yet, but I'm definitely leaving out of the state of New York tomorrow. I don't know where I'm going, but look out for me. I might
be
in your state.
We just know you'll be logged in somewhere, though, right?
Yes, I'll be logged in. I'll be logged in someplace, and I will definitely get my E. And when I definitely get my E, I will definitely hit Kevin up and let Kevin know I just found out from what he in the room, honey.
I know she's coming to Atlanta.
What'd you say? I said I know one thing.
Has she's coming to Atlanta, she better have my cake.
Hassan, what you have to say, Hassan?
I said I know a lot of people like to shadow monitor these days. That's the new technology these days. Getting tools.
I know that's what a lot of people do to get in rooms.
Please don't give her no more ideas, please.
No, baby, I don't know. But Hassan, I want everybody one by one to say goodnight. So we're gonna start with Hassan. Hassan, can you please say goodnight to the girls?
Goodnight, y'all.
Janice, can you please say goodnight to the girls?
Goodnight, everyone.
Tamara, can you please say goodnight to the girls?
Yeah, good night, everybody.
Ew.
That was nasty.
Kevin, can you say good night to the girls?
Good night.
Miss London, can you say good night to the girls?
Bloody, it's already good night. It's been 3 hours of bullshit.
Oh, my God. Can you say good night to the girls?
Who?
Kool-Aid.
Good morning.
Rodney, can you say goodnight to the girls?
I agree with London. Good night.
Nicole, can you say goodnight to the girls?
Well, I had a fun night. Y'all all know tomorrow will be the mother.
Hold on. Tyana, can you say goodnight to the girls?
Good night, everyone.
Kevin, can you say goodnight to the girls?
Don't forget about Kevin.
I said Kevin already. Nicole?
Okay, now I want to say goodnight to everybody. Tune into my show tomorrow, Mother to Mother. There is no other. If you are here and you think that you are a mother, I need to know why and what are you teaching your children. Good night, have a blessed night, and use protection.
Like I tell y'all every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, but this week we will definitely be live on the air. We have our first contestants for Open Mic Night this Wednesday. We will be live on the air for Open Mic Night. We have Father Eric Milan and Tasha Milan / Beckhams will definitely be live on the air for Open Mic Night Wednesday night, honey. And my legendary sister, the overall East Coast mother, Nicole Kahn, will definitely be live on the air tomorrow night, honey, for Mothers to Mothers, honey, on the For Real show, honey. Like I tell you every Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesday, this is the number one station where you can definitely get all information Collections, honey. Coming your way October 15th in Richmond, Virginia. Like I tell you, one house will walk away with $5,000 for the house with the best grand march. That house or another house will walk away with $10,000 for the house with the most motherfucking points. Please definitely hear up my sister, the legendary mother, Jasmine Couture, and definitely get all the information you need for collections. Girl, if you have not got your tables yet, girls, please definitely do hit her up about that, and you can definitely get all information on the collection on Facebook, www.facebook.com/collections. You can definitely get all information. I'm the legendary overall East Coast mother of the house of Mizrahi. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go and pick somebody up in tonight, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. And I'll see you, well, Nicole will see y'all back here tomorrow night on the So For Real show. I love you all. Good night, sweetheart. It's time to go. Okay, we out of here, girls. Let's take it away.
We're live at the 2011 Latex Vote with the two baddest bitches in the ballroom, Naomi, Miss Rahi. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
You look beautiful, sis.
Thank
you. And then we have B&G Kelly. She got her Jordans on, feeling like the cunt.
Legendary mother, Kelly, Miss Rahi.
East Coast?
Legendary. 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 Legendary mother, Kelly Mizrahi.
Kelly, Kelly, Kelly. Mizrahi. Kelly, Kelly, Mizrahi. A legendary mother, the Kelly, Kelly, Kelly. The Mizrahi. The legendary mother, Mizrahi. Kelly, Kelly, Mizrahi.
I got a discrepancy. I went to jail for this boy and everything today. Respect here. We were supposed to come to the ball, dressed already. The boys know who they are. We did not come dressed to this category. I spent $5,000 to get out of jail today for this ball.
I know what you're thinking. She's such a fucking lady.
Tiki talk, oop, up around the block. Want you all tune in, ready or not? All the information you need about the scene. Want you all tune in, The host with the most over of the scene. The top is the show for me. I've been radio show on the planet. I know these fucking bitches can't stand it.
Queen drag, cunt, you try it, I'm going to attack.
Don't fuck with me when I'm being feminine and ladylike.
How you doing?
Kelly, Kelly, Mizza. Kelly, Kelly, Mizza, and Mizza Rock. Kelly, Kelly, Mizza. Kelly, Mizza Rock. Legendary Mizza Rock. Legendary Mizza Mother Mizza Legendary Kelly, Kelly, Mizza Rock.
The legendary mother, Kelly, Kelly, Mizrahi. The legendary mother, Kelly, Kelly, Mizrahi.
Legendary. Legendary. Legendary.
I know what you're thinking. She's such a fucking lady.
Legendary.
Legendary. Legendary.